Now, I totally forgot Rodney was going to do a show in our building today. It wasn't until I got a text from Alfie. It was about 11:45, something like that. Yep, 11:45. Said alarm set up, ready. It just sounded like military speak back and forth. I went, go, 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 go.
When you sent that, I started kind of screaming in the hallways to Chloe and Dan.
Russ says go! Russ says go!
Yeah, it was on one hand, it sounded kind of cool, but then when you really thought about it, you realized it's like the short bus version of SEAL Team 6.
That's okay, because we were attacking the short bus version of SEAL Team 7. Because they didn't really seem to get it. They didn't know what it was at first.
Oh, really?
The audio that Chloe gave me.
Because I haven't heard it, the audio. I heard the alarm.
Where did you guys put it?
I don't even know. I was in the opposite end of the building.
Yeah, I was right outside of the door, because we couldn't get in there beforehand to put it in there. So we, it's like, okay, our only option is outside the door.
Okay. Yeah, it'd have been a lot worse had it been inside the studio.
Yeah.
Is their exterior door as heavy as ours?
It is.
Okay. It's still loud.
Uh-huh.
But because it was, now that makes sense, because it was coming from outside of the studio. Mm. They thought it was a fire alarm. Damn it.
But when does...
Should have set somebody on fire and have them run by the door.
And just wave?
Yeah.
What's up? Got some water.
Oh, God, that'd been fantastic. Set Chloe on fire, send him into the studio, make a lap around the console, and back out.
I wonder if he wanted to tell us something. And then they give me the, I guess it was the final segment from Rodney's show, and they don't tell me where the alarm is, so I got to dig through the whole damn thing.
Oh.
Luckily, it was close to the beginning.
We're here from 11 a.m. to noon. I guess the billboards went up. We want to thank iHeartRadio. The billboards went up around the Metroplex, talking about Russ Martin in the morning.
Has anybody seen one of the boards?
I have not.
No. Because the picture that management sent me that said, we're going to use this picture. I went, that's fine. I don't own it, but you can go ahead and use it.
What photo is it?
It was from the spread I did, or feature that the D Magazine did on me a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Great photo.
I bet. Yeah, D Magazine has really good photographers.
Yeah, it was a private photographer came out. So it's not even D that owns it. It's the photographer. I tell them, go ahead and use it. It's the worst that gets happens if you guys get caught. You guys get caught.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't mine.
And they've sent out multiple memos on the whole photo stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like, don't dare use anything off of the internet. And it's not good enough if you give it credit. I mean, it's a huge ordeal.
I don't even know where they got that picture unless they just took it off of D Magazine's website.
Man, that flies right in the face of all those memos that they've sent.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay.
And they could have probably used it, not gotten caught, had I kept my mouth shut. But it's just the right thing to do.
I know. And if nothing else, you are a champion for right.
Us. Who else? Jim LeCamp's on the show.
Yeah.
Matt Patrick of Houston. Michael Berry, who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess all of Michael Berry's advertisers. I mean, this guy's got an unbelievable following.
Huge.
Why don't you just see how far you can get your tongue up his ass? I got nothing against the Michael Berry guy. But obviously Rodney's become infatuated with him. Had him on his show.
Wow.
Oh, Michael Berry gets billboards with legal pictures, but what do I get?
Michael Berry, who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess all of Michael Berry's advertisers. I mean, this guy's got an unbelievable following.
Huge.
Yeah.
He's funny. I liked him.
That's pretty damn good outside a soundproof door.
That's phenomenal. we address it? Do we not address it? That's what's happening in her mind and in Rodney's.
I'm not sure, but I think the they're in one studio, and the person running the console is in another studio.
Mm-hmm. Alfie shaking his head yes.
I think the people in the control room actually got up and left.
Oh, no. They thought it was a fire alarm.
Should we tell Rodney? Him. And that chick with the big arms.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess all of Michael Berry's advertisers. I mean, this guy's got an unbelievable following.
Huge.
Yeah.
He's funny. I liked him.
That's okay. All right.
It's fine.
We'll just have a fire alarm here.
I'm sure it's just because we're so hot.
Look at that. That's
what they just cleared out the booth.
Main calm. Main calm.
Hear that distortion?
Uh-huh.
It's like the board op just pushed the whole levels up when he was jumping away from the console.
That's exactly what he did. F this. I don't care about overmodulation. I'm not going to burn.
I'm sure it's just because we're so hot.
Look at that. That's...
Well, they just cleared out the booth.
Main calm, main calm.
Rob, yeah.
He ran. There's a fire.
Yeah, so we heard the fire alarm going off in the building here.
Yeah.
Is it indeed on fire?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. How does he know?
Couldn't tell if that was Rodney kind of sounding perturbed, like maybe he knew it was you, or he was just being certain. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Could they see you in the hall, Chloe?
Oh, no. We were...
We were hiding pretty good.
We were in the ZPS studio, around behind the console with a switch.
Oh, I didn't know the remote had that kind of range.
This was the other car alarm. The one you plug in. We have two. The one for the other round, the battery is gone bad.
Oh, is that the one that talks?
Does a little talking, says a few words. I forgot what it says.
I'm going to get
with
him.
This hot show.
I'm going to get him, yeah. I'm going to get him this afternoon.
Who was the culprit?
Who do you think?
Was there someone who set the fire
Who's
alarm
the
off?
Prankster?
Uh-huh. I told him we'd be on the show down here. He just doesn't have the you-know-what to come in and be on. Yeah. So I'll talk to him this afternoon.
About the morning guy?
Yeah, 97.1 The Eagle this afternoon. You can hear him every single morning here on Talk Radio 1190. He's our warm-up band.
Oh.
He's Russ Martin.
Russ, I didn't say it.
Russ Martin,
I love
prankster.
You, Russ.
Yeah. I know. We talked about we're going to have billboards put up. Yeah, Russ and I said Rodney 11-12. Russ 7-11.
Yeah.
He's the opening act.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Dan?
I don't know why I get a kick out of Rodney when he gets warm, when he gets amped up, and he's like, I'm a trash talk. You're an opening act. I'm the headliner.
Yeah, he gets kind of wrapped up, and he goes, yeah.
I am the man. I am. That's all me.
Well, how are you the headliner if there's somebody that comes on after you?
Man, that's like...
You ain't nothing but a house band when the main act goes home.
I'm the man. Mm-mm. So hot, the fire alarm going off.
I'm surprised that they didn't even at least, maybe they think somebody will come and go, the building is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You possibly would want to evacuate. I ain't leaving. I paid for this hour.
You better quell that flame for the next 10 minutes. My hour is not up.
Opening act. Okay.
It sure is a long set for an opening act.
Yeah.
I mean, if your opening act is going for 4 hours, and as a headliner, you're pulling one?
Well, Rodney's thinking is, look at all the information I can get across in an hour. It takes you 4 hours.
That's not fair. That's not fair to play the smart card.
I don't think he owns one.
Yes, he does.
Is he going to be back in this building tomorrow, or is he broadcasting from his office again?
I think he's here tomorrow. Is that right, Alfie?
Yes, he is here tomorrow.
What's wrong with his office studio?
They're just waiting on some part.
I think he should come up here every day. It's not that far from his office.
No.
And the quality is a lot better.
Yeah, maybe they're getting that barrel taken out. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like they're in a barrel.
When he broadcasts from his office?
Yes.
I don't know. I just got advice. Russ said that we have to wear these barrels on our heads. It creates a slight reverb.
Mm-hmm. That's how all the greats start.
But this is a lot cleaner.
We're here from 11 a.m. to noon. I guess the billboards went up. We want to thank iHeartRadio. The billboards went up around the Metroplex talking about Russ Martin in the morning, us, who else? Jim LeCamp's on the show.
Yeah.
Who's Jim LeCamp?
Hang on.
I had some guy stop by my studio today. Hey, man, thanks for plugging our show yesterday. No big deal. Happy to do it. Who are you? Dan's somebody. I don't know. I acted like I knew. Maybe it mentions it, that promo that we played yesterday.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a friend. Maybe it's them. Midday money sense.
I'm looking.
Get lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
And I don't even get any music underneath mine.
Mm-mm, it's all dry. Damn.
Jim LeCamp is a financial expert from Money Matters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with his daughter, actually.
Well, the guy that said hi to me was Dan something.
The Kofal?
Is there a picture of him?
Yes.
Big guy?
Yeah.
Looks like he could have been a linebackers.
Yes, he would have played middle, weak, and strong.
I don't mean fat. I mean...
He's big.
Yeah.
No, I've seen him up here before. Yeah, the Dan Kofal show. I've seen him up here before, yeah. Yeah, he's on from 1 to 2 on Talk Radio 1190.
I don't think he's in this promo.
I didn't hear it.
He said he got a call from one of our listeners.
That's excellent.
I said, I'm sorry? He said, no, they were intelligent. Well, then they lied to you.
We have.
Keep going.
We do.
How many? You think the only one that we have called them?
We have more than one. We Tim Powers, Ever Newton listens when he's here. so there's two attorneys. You have a judge in Tarrant County.
Okay.
So there's
Mayor of Fort Worth.
Ah, that's up. We're up to four.
Betsy Price. I don't know that much about her. I bet when she goes out, I bet that's a partying bitch.
I am with you.
Yeah, she walks in the door, everybody just goes crazy.
Here comes Mayor Goodtime.
Sashaying up to the bar.
Get up on the stage, kick the chick off. Let me show you how to use this pole.
Oh, no. I don't think. No. Now, Russ, I don't know. Let's not do that.
Main stage.
No main stage. No main stage. She gets up there. Oh, where are my Hellraisers? You on stage. No.
Watch this trick I can do with my bicycle.
No, let's not do that.
You guys on the front two rows may want to get out of the way. Actually, I don't start with the bicycle. That's my finishing act.
Certainly.
Start with the tricycle. Oh. See how much distance I can get.
Oh, God.
Why does that woman love us?
Because she's Mayor Goodtime. That's why.
I think I might have to transfer the name that we had for Mayor Miller in Dallas. I think I might have to give that to Mayor Price.
Which one?
Mayor Sweetie Pants.
I don't.
Does that have a bad connotation to it now?
It does to me because it. Yeah.
All right. Then we'll go with Mayor Goodtime.
Mayor Goodtime. Just give her own brand.
Still not really happy with that. Come up with something. Then we'll have a door plate made for her.
And
we can get somebody to stick it on there.
Yep. I have no doubt about that.
I can't say the rest of this.
That's good.
It involves performing.
No.
Hair.
Please don't.
And matches.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, geez, no.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you said nothing.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Elaborate. Mm.
For the listeners to put that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound like a good time.
All right. Let's break here so we can stay on time.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:34, first check on traffic.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic is brought to you by Yahoo Live. Whole lot going on already. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 between Northwest Highway and Caruth Haven. Highway there has been completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from the High 5. It's about a half-hour delay through it. If you try and sit through it, I don't know, try Greenville or Preston or something. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Commerce Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Commonwealth. Into Fort Worth now, southbound East Loop 820, right at Meadowbrook. Got road construction there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. Finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Crowley Road, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Trail Lake Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Whataburger. Clear tonight, 43 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 65. Right now, it is 63, but 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
One of the few bumpers who play, I actually want to hear the whole song.
Yeah.
That and moving on. Big wheels roll.
It really is the odd ones that pull you in.
I came close Saturday night. I don't know if we were talking about this. I was up here. And it was around 10. No shifty gears this week.
How close did you get?
I started looking for country music that I could tolerate.
Right.
But because I really don't know how to access the 1190 server, there are just a few things that they must keep on standby. Mm-hmm. Thank God Bob Wills is part of it. I don't know what year Bob Wills and his country light doughboys or whatever they were called.
Texas Playboys?
Yeah. I don't know where I get the biscuit thing.
They were based out of Denton.
The Biscuit Boys?
Yep.
Oh. But Bob Wills. Ugh. And whoever recorded the song, I think it's called Bob Wills is Still the King.
Yeah, it was Waylon Jennings, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No offense to Waylon, but somebody needs to bitch slap him.
I was going to say, I wasn't even aware of Bob Wills' kingship.
I don't think I knew who Bob Wills was until Waylon screwed it up for everybody.
I guess he goes too far back for me to recognize, because I remember like my grandfather's truck, his brother's tractor, which was so nice. It actually had the tape deck in the tractor. It was mainly like George Jones.
What kind of tape deck?
I think it was just a...
You mean a cassette?
Yeah, I think it was a cassette.
Oh, uppity tractor man.
Oh, he was a nice tractor. Yeah, he would. That, that's a bougie farmer.
Got a Graco on my tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Not even an 8-track.
No. Oh, it was nice.
You wait till next year. I'm going to put quad in this thing. And then I'm going to put some hydraulics on the front of the tractor. And we're going to bounce up and down.
All the way through the pasture.
A subwoofer.
I'm sorry, are you done with the tractor thing?
Yeah.
That's all. He listened to what?
It was like George Jones, all that kind of, like, maybe, George Jones, Conway Twitty. Almost got myself. And then Merle, the standard old stuff that I think of. I'd never really think I'd heard of Bob Wills.
Yeah, my grandfather, he was all into the old stuff, and he didn't even like Bob Wills.
Well, he was into the old stuff because he's old.
No, but just
yeah. You know, well, yeah, it's kind of how it stuff. Works.
He didn't like Bob Wills, but he liked everyone else.
It's funny how the generations have changed, because I like old stuff, but I also like new stuff. Old people, you know, a few generations back,
right?
Whatever they like, that's it. Anything new, that's it was either end music.
Yeah.
Or just hippie bulls, devil's music. Then you got to have church sermons, denouncing rock and roll. Then they got to live through it again with the movie Footloose.
And the Footloose remake.
I never saw that.
I didn't either.
There are certain movies I don't get why they just can't say, that's good enough.
You know what, though? It's
like the new RoboCop. I know. Old man. But I like the old RoboCop better than the new one.
I haven't seen the new one. I'm going to assume I like the old one better, if for no other reason than knowing the old one was rated R. And that was close. Because you said before, that was actually at one point the MPAA had it as an X.
Yeah, because it had far too much violence in it. I think it was 11 or 12 edits later. Mm-hmm. They kept sending back to the MPAA. All right, we'll give you an R.
Yeah. But the new RoboCop registered a not-so-intimidating PG-13. Because that's like the sweet spot now for movies. You don't want to go for a hard R because it alienates, I guess, you know, the teens or whatever. Not that it really mattered. When I was a kid, I'd still go see R-rated movies. But they want everything to be that PG-13, so it's kind of edge, but still fairly safe.
And there's some writers, directors, who couldn't give a flying F. Do you think Seth MacFarlane even shot for a PG-13 with A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Nope. Or with Ted.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ted yet.
You'll like it. You need to see it. You need to see Ted before Ted 2 comes out.
I will.
You'll enjoy it.
I just like movies that start off just letting you know, whether you saw the rating or not, this is R. Like The Adventures of Ford Fairlane starts out something close like, why is everybody sucking my f***ing Okay. That's probably R.
Yeah, they did. The MPAA didn't even have to see all of it.
I think you can still get away with a PG-13 with maybe one or two F words.
I think it's one.
And they always save it for perfect spot.
Yeah. And you know that that's going to be a point of debate when writing the script and then the rewrites and then actual shooting, trying to figure out, okay, we got one to give. We want to use it here. No, we can't use it here. We got to use it there. No.
Okay, what about the movie My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin? He used one. I think it wasn't it in the grocery store?
Oh, man, I'm
trying
to remember.
Everybody was really pleasant to him, and one of the employees walks by. Good day to you, sir. Golf. Or you.
Yeah.
I just recently saw the scene in Galaxy Quest that you've talked about where Sigourney.
They run through the stompers.
Exactly.
I told you that they changed that.
Yeah. It's weird.
What does she say?
They go, they're coming up to these big cylinders that are just slamming up and down in a hallway for no reason.
Right, I remember that.
And they're supposed to run through them. They're supposed to figure out the sequence. They come running around the corner, and Sigourney Weaver's original line, she sees it and goes, well, that. And they changed it to, I don't know.
Screw probably that
forget,
or
forget that.
I see. Yeah, there are some times.
But it stands out.
Yeah. There was a at the end of last season's Walking Dead, the main character is supposed to say, when they get trapped inside of a train car, they're effing with the wrong people. And they shot it that way. The way it aired, though, they took it down a notch and they aired, they're messing with the wrong people. A while back, they released the version they wished they would have used with the F word. It makes a world of difference. You see that and think, yes, you should have used that. Why did you make it? Why'd you pussify it?
Well, we didn't want to get a bad rating.
Really?
Shut up. Just say it.
On Sunday night's most recent episode, one guy got hit in the head by a zombie head that the guy used as a, like, where his eyes were used as bowling ball finger slots. That's and you're worried about one F-bomb? Dude got knocked out with a zombie head.
We're talking about the
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. What is that on?
It's on AMC. So they could have used the F word.
Yeah, it's cable.
And also AMC was the channel that aired Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad usually got one per episode if it wanted it.
I don't know how they decide that, that language is worse than violence. Probably show a couple boobs. Still get a PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as it's not, like, over the top.
Yeah, as long as you're not f***ing them.
Mm-hmm.
or say, hey, I'm going to f*** your kitties.
That's going to get you an R.
Okay. Where you want to start? What audio do you got? You want to talk about Ferguson?
You know, the weird thing about that is I don't particularly want to, just because it's not going to make anyone happy. It's not going to solve anything for anybody. It's not going to make protesters stop. It's not going to make your friends stop unfriending you on Facebook because of your outrageous beliefs.
Who was it? Alfie, who was the guy? Because Chloe, Alfie, the three of us were still up here last night when they made the announcements. We were in the break room watching it on CNN. Who was the guy making the announcement?
I have no clue who he was, but I know that he was not anywhere near Ferguson. He was in a different town.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Because I made that joke while we're watching this, and I am making this comment from far, far away. And it took him, I know, at least 10 minutes to get to the verdict. Wasn't it close?
We watched it for a good 8 minutes, and he had already been speaking for at least 5 or 6 before that.
What is it, Dan?
Cut 4. Tell me if it's this guy.
Okay. Because after he finally... find your flash. Give me a second.
Okay.
Once he finally made the announcement, CNN, all the other outlets were already in the streets of Ferguson, so they got a split screen. This guy who's continuing to talk and explain how the grand jury came up with this verdict.
Mm-hmm.
And on the left, it's riots.
Yes.
So I don't know who he thought he was trying to calm down, but they weren't listening at that point.
Mm-mm.
They were now out in the streets. Maybe if I talk long enough, it will calm them down.
Or just put them to sleep.
Buddy, you need to look over the left side of the screen. Because I don't know who you're talking to now, but explaining it is for the people who understand.
Yeah.
Who don't have some type of emotional interest built into it.
After their exhaustive review of the evidence, the grand jury deliberated over 2 days, making their final decision.
Was that the guy?
They determined that no probable cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I think it was the St. Louis prosecutor then.
Yeah, this is the St. Louis County prosecutor, Robert McCullough.
Yep, he was quite verbose. Did no good.
Cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson and returned a no true bill on each of the 5 indictments. The physical and scientific evidence examined by the grand jury, combined with the witness statements supported and substantiated by that physical evidence, tells the accurate and tragic story of what happened.
I either read it this morning on CNN or watched part of it last night. Some of the people that testified before the grand jury actually didn't even see it. They just saw stuff on social media. And they came up and testified, and I guess finally the prosecutor got around to, all right, where were you standing when this happened? Oh, I wasn't there. So they had to...
And all the stuff I've read today, I did not see that. Which makes sense, though, because you had so many people, because you had inconsistencies with supposed eyewitnesses. Which makes sense if you have some people who are just making stuff up. Or saying, ooh, I heard this happen. I'm going to say that this is what I saw.
Do you have more audio on this?
I do. So while after the prosecutor gave his stance. Then you had the president, this is cut six. He got on TV after the announcement and then tried as well to tell everyone to just calm down.
A few minutes ago, the grand jury deliberating the death of Michael Brown issued its decision. It's now come that either way was going to be subject of intense disagreement, not only in Ferguson, but across America. So I just want to say a few words suggesting how we might move forward. First and foremost, we are a nation built on the rule of law.
They're not listening. They're out in the streets setting stuff on fire.
Right.
Not trying to be disrespectful, but that's what they're doing. So the people that you're trying to calm down, again, aren't listening to you.
No.
Unless they happen to steal a TV that you're on right now.
And so we need to accept that this decision was the grand jury's to make. There are Americans who agree with it, and there are Americans who are deeply disappointed, even angry. It's an understandable reaction. But I join Michael's parents in asking anyone who protests this decision to do so peacefully. Let me repeat Michael's father's words. Hurting others or destroying property is not the answer. No matter what the grand jury decides, I do not want my son's death to be in vain. I want it to lead to incredible change, positive change, change that makes the St. Louis region better for everyone.
They really should have brought in an outside group.
For?
Legally, I guess you can't. They got potential charges, got to go before the grand jury. But somebody else possibly to do an investigation, independent agency, that would present evidence to the grand jury. So it doesn't feel like, well, you know, this is a prosecutor. They work closely with the police.
Right. And that's you're right. That's exactly what is happening. And so the people that disagree with the no true bill by the grand jury are saying that exactly. Well, it's all lies. It's all lies. You're making stuff up just to protect another white cop. Happens all the time.
Unless I've missed a story somewhere along the line, why is it nobody pitches a fit when it's reversed, when a black cop shoots a white guy?
Because I have no good answer for you on that one.
I'm sure the question's been asked before. I don't have an answer. And then anytime you hear about a cop shooting, you just pray, please let them be the same race.
Yeah, it's getting to the point now where you absolutely do that. And it's really getting aggravating when you see everyone that posts certain things on Facebook, Twitter, social media, whatever, and then you also have to watch the news and watch how they cover certain things. And how at one point today there was a legal analyst on CNN, I don't know her name, but I guess she was a prosecutor at some point, lawyer. She was saying that this was the wrong decision, and while the system is flawed, it's the best in the country. And then she said, well, best in the world. We only have one in this country. And then she said that the people on the grand jury are just lay people. They don't know what lawyers know. And that she inferred that it would be better if these were actual knowledgeable lawyers as part of the grand jury deciding these things, as opposed to stupid everyday people that don't know any better.
Well, I've said that.
Right.
I don't think I went so far to call them stupid.
Well, she didn't either, but that's what she's implying.
But they are lay people. You hear grand jury, you're thinking, well, it's got to be a bunch of people that have had special training. It's just like normal jury duty. You mm-hmm. just sit there for whatever the term of the grand jury. 6 months, 8 months, I don't know what it is. And most of the time, they'll side with the whichever way the DA or the prosecutor points them.
Yeah, and in this case, that same CNN analyst said the prosecutor stayed out of this, whereas typically they are in the middle, they are discussing all this stuff with the grand jury. The prosecutor did not do that. So I don't think he did his job by backing away from it like that. Well, that's open to interpretation, Miss. I know everything is fact that I'm saying, because you even mentioned this, Russ. In this instance, the prosecutor backs away from the grand jury so as not to show any sort of bias. He wants them to come to their decision completely on their own with no leaning or slanting from him. So it really is damned if you do, damned if you don't. But everyone seems like they've become legal experts.
And I don't know what you think is the rioting, the violence, and the looting, and everything else that goes along with it. That's not going to change the legal system. Not for somebody that's already gone before the grand jury or had a trial.
Yeah.
None of that's going to change. It's going to change for you because you've been now arrested for looting, vandalizing, and setting other people's stuff on fire.
Right. Yeah, the I'm trying to find, where was that one particular story? They had it to where, like, what happened on that day? And really, all of this, the whole day could have been completely changed at a number of different times. The first of which could have been, hey, maybe Michael Brown, don't strong arm a clerk in a convenience store and steal little cigars. Also, if you're walking down the middle of the street and a police officer tells you, hey, get out of the street, say, yes, sir, get on the sidewalk, your day's fine, you're not dead. That doesn't mean that he deserved what he got. I'm just saying
it all could have been avoided. But yes. Then again, we're playing Monday morning
quarterback. Quarterback. Yeah. I just see
and any legal analyst that would go on television and say this is wrong, unless you sat through the entire session of that grand jury and listened to all of the testimony and looked through all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. It's like Nancy Grace always comes to a conclusion.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're not in court every day.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know both sides, so you can't make a call.
I think that Robert guy mentioned that last night. He goes, the only people that know everything are these people right here that made the judgment or whatever.
The grand jury, yeah.
Yes. Only people.
What Robert guy?
The person that was making the speech last night.
Oh, the prosecutor.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, McCollum.
I thought you meant like some guy named Robert, like Robert from up here, like in promotions or something.
Okay. We need a break here?
Yes.
Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Maybe one. He says he's a journalism student at Mizzou.
Ooh.
Yes, Steve.
Hi, guys. I'm a student reporter at in Jefferson City, actually 2 hours west of St. Louis, and we've been covering this ever since the beginning. It's really escalated to a boiling point situation. It's just a bad situation overall. The governor of Missouri has been mercilessly criticized from both sides of the aisle. Fellow Democrats, I'm sure you've heard, have blasted him. And we've just tried to cover it, you know, just in a decent manner. And it's tough because Ferguson is, you know, the whole world is watching. And I don't know, how else to put it, at least for people who haven't been around the situation, you know, for 3 months like I have.
Has there always been, I know every city has, there are tensions with the police department. Is it mm-hmm. even more so in Ferguson? Before this event?
Before this event, there was a report actually, I'm sure if you can find it on Twitter, it's a 1997 report that St. Louis was had a racial divide that was ready to explode. It was floating around on Twitter last night. But from what I've heard from my friends in St. Louis, yes, it's Ferguson has been an area where it's always been on edge, but especially with this situation, it's been it's boiled over, as you can see on television from last night. It was just bad.
I would certainly hate to be on their tourism board. All right, thanks for calling, boss. Yeah, I got a break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Now you can take him to work.
Okay, who moved my desk?
The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11 on Talk Radio 1190.
404. This is the flagship station for the RMS Radio Network. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. I'll be going.
like thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back to North Loop 820. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, right at Meadowbrook Drive. Road construction has the two left lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back to I-30. Into Arlington, northbound 360, just before Abram Street, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Pioneer Parkway. In McKinney, a big one, southbound 75, right at El Dorado. Got the left lane there shut down due to some construction. Traffic's backed up back to Weston Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear and 43 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Right now, 63. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, who was it that called you about wanting a picture of me?
Golden.
And she wants it today?
Now.
Now, like now?
Like today. She said hopefully by end of day today.
For, is this for the billboards?
For the billboard.
Why does it have to be today?
She said Deidre asked her to get on it right now. Problem is I don't have my camera, don't have any lights, no seamless background, nothing like that.
I will just draw a portrait of myself.
You don't have any photos that they could use?
I got the one with me in L.A. Le Mans.
You don't have any photos they could use?
There's nothing nasty showing in that.
True, but...
I just had Jacob put that on the website because that chick said... Hey, no offense. I already knew where the email was going. You're not horrible looking, but there's no way that not only did you have sex with porn stars, there's no way that one fell in love with you.
Really? Have you seen some of the guys that the porn stars have sex with in the movies?
Yeah, but they get paid for that. Unless this chick thinks I paid for LA to hang out with me.
You know what? That's probably the next email. After she sees the photo proof of, okay, clearly you did hook up with a porn star, then she's going to say, okay, fine, but you probably had to pay her. Some people are just not going to be satisfied no matter what proof you show them.
She just thought that the entire scenario was made up. Yeah, it's a bit with no punchline that we've been dragging on since the middle aughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took one of the pictures of LA and me in bed, and that was safe for work. I went there. Here's how you spell her name, because she spelled it like it was a Spanish name, L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it didn't make much sense as far as her stage name. But, yeah, that's why I love when people accuse you of, like, you didn't see me the porn star. Really? Then who was the sniveling, crying mess of a creature in my Explorer one night after a show after she got dumped?
You don't have any video. I didn't dump her. We were never dating.
Hang on.
Okay.
In her mind. You, yes, clearly there was no relationship to be had. But in her mind, she clearly felt that there was. Otherwise, why is she in my Explorer crying and sniveling all over my leather?
And all this is true.
Yes. It was that day that she got really mad at you. She came up to the station. She was mad at you because you had declined to have her come in the studio to promote her appearance at one of the topless clubs.
Wonder why.
That part I don't recall. But... she comes to the studio anyway. You guys have it out. And then I'm trying to leave. And next thing I know, she's in my car.
She just crawled in your car?
Well, it wasn't like she was like, take me with you kind of thing. It was just, it was my fault. She went out the back door. I think she went to have a cigarette. And I was leaving. I walked past her and I made the mistake of asking, are you okay? And then she just kind of unloaded.
And this was true sobbing.
Yes, there was no... she's a porn star. She's not an Oscar-winning actress. The woman was crying.
Did I hit it?
The ground.
All right.
Not the trash can.
Well.
It was actually pretty close.
I was trying to be impressive by not looking and chunking it.
That'd have been pretty badass.
Somebody must have moved it. I just don't get, out of all the appearances, and this is not best of. Today is either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Good. Leave it at that.
Either the 25th or the 26th.
Go ahead, a boy.
All the people, every play, why me? I'm not trying to be humble. Why me? Because, you know, she traveled all over the country, did porn films, was featured act at all these topless bars. Why some buck-toothed redneck in Dallas, Fort Worth?
See,
there is no answer.
Well, I can't answer that because when you met her, it was actually before I started on the show. So I wasn't there for you guys' first meeting. I was there right after it, though, and it was the way you get hooked up with anybody. There was some type of chemistry. You both felt it.
There was no chemistry. She was hot. I would have liked to screwed her before I did.
Right. And that's part of chemistry.
But you don't have to have chemistry to screw. Well, that's just round peg and slanty.
Yeah,
hole.
But it's a little bit of chemistry if you decide, yes, I would like to hook up with that person. Yeah.
There are plenty of hot chicks I'd like to bang that I wouldn't want to date.
Well, I'm not saying it has to be a dating thing. I'm just saying that you had some type of spark.
Well, we know what my spark was. Hot, tall, blonde, big fake cans.
Right.
Whatever she saw in me, I don't know.
Did you talk to her like she was human?
Yeah.
Then that's probably it. Most of the time, whenever she would go into a different radio studio, it was probably, you know, asking the same dumb, zany radio guy question crap, and you probably treated her differently. You talked to her. You were nice. You were probably a gentleman. I bet it was very gentlemanly when you asked her to take her boobs out.
I'm not sure, but I think she came in naked.
That's why you loved her. I mean, had a spark.
I would be sad if she died, so if you want to use love in that sense, that's fine.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean...
You could have just said that you care for her. You didn't have to use the L word.
That is... You know what I mean?
Do you know what you mean?
Okay. I have to turn the mics off. And you're going to get the face.
All right. Sorry, man.
I just it and she seemed sincere when, you know, she I forget some of the things that she said, but again, that was my Kennedy moment. We'd gone to Abuelo's because I lived in Plano at the time, and that Abuelo's was really close to the house. And as I'm opening up the car door for her, right there at the right rear fender, she goes, "You know you're the one, Dad." "Yeah, okay, door's open. Getting in or not?"
You're a tough nut to crack.
What do you want me to say?
You know what that was? That was your Gone with the Wind moment.
Yeah, I think. If there were going to be a Southern version, because I just said, "Shut up, get in the truck."
It really is like the modern day equivalent to, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn."
You know you're the one there. Shut up, get in the truck.
It's an epic romance.
And I let her stay at the house when she had a week-long appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means I was going to get good sex every day. I went, "All right, only rules, no drugs, and no smoking in the house."
Right.
So she sits in the kitchen with the door open.
See? No drugs. And she's practically outside with the windows open.
And I came home and went, "Where are you right now?" She goes, "I'm in the house." "Well, what did I say about smoking in the house?" "Well, the door's open."
Yes.
I'm blowing it towards the door. And then the day I passed her driving my Mach 5, the speed racer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I had to run to whatever CVS was before.
Eckerd's?
Was it Eckerd's?
I think so.
She had to go to Eckerd's, to get cigarettes, whatever. I'm coming home, and my Mach 5, my replica of the speed racer Mach 5, is coming down Midway.
hey, that kind of looks like...
Hey, I thought I only won. Hey, that's my f***ing car. I turn around and I catch her at the Eckerd's. What are you doing? Well, I needed to use the go-go racer to get some cigarettes. She had her own cute idiosyncrasies.
Right, which at that point, that's what I was about to ask you. How mad did you stay when she called it the go-go racer day? Because I could see you getting really pissed, and then that kind of may have taken you down a notch or two, because that sounds kind of adorable.
It's not your car, and if you wreck it, I don't even know if she has a driver's or had a driver's license.
Let alone insurance.
And it's not like the go-go racer you could just send to,
Earl Scheib.
Thank you. Mm. Like, all right, fix this. Oh, we don't carry parts for the Mach 5.
Right.
I remember when I had it delivered, the company that delivered it backed it into a Cobra.
Whoops.
And then that's how I met Sal at Townies Collision, because they called Sal, hey, we got to get this car fixed. We got to get it fixed fast. Because what is it? It's a replica of the Mach 5 from Speed Racer. So I went, that's not a real car. He goes, well, this is a real one. He goes, who owns it? And they told him, he goes, uh-uh.
No. Don't you dare bring that over here.
I don't want my hands anywhere near that thing.
Don't you bring me that f***ing car.
Prank call.
And then Mark Toll, the builder, had to fly down to help Sal with it. And it was perfect. And then from that point forward, I sent Sal all my cars up to figure. You can fix a cartoon car. You can fix anything.
Yep.
I always like calling him after big storms, hailstorms. Hey, can I get some touch-up work done on the General Lee?
You're such a wiener. Hey, you busy? You want to go grab lunch?
What are you doing? Do you want to go get let's go get a slice. You hungry?
Let's just take the afternoon off. We'll go early happy hour.
They would get so busy, they just didn't answer the phone. It's like, what good is it going to do?
Doesn't matter.
How long do you think it would take to, you know, just kind of give once over on the General Lee?
Get off my phone.
Sal, I'm a customer.
F off you.
L.A. sends that. So the picture of L.A., Lamont, and me are on RussMartin.com. I don't know if Jacob put it in an easy-to-find place.
It's just on the front. You just scroll down a little bit.
Oh. Did it have any explanation?
It did. It just said like it was a photo of you and porn star Ellie Lamont.
Okay.
It makes no mention of your devilish look on your face.
Not a devilish look. I'm just laying there with a hot blonde on top of me.
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah. It's your badass look. Mm-hmm. Look what I'm doing.
And she's the one that brought the camera into the bedroom. Hey, we need to take a bunch of pictures of this there.
Did you say why?
Nope. And then this was probably 03, something like that. It was one of the cameras that saved the images on a disk.
Floppy disk?
Not that back.
Like the small squares?
Like a CD. It looked like a CD.
Okay.
I think a smaller version. I mean, what are those called?
Sony Mavica.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
And these are really high resolution images. So if you want to go all the way in, it's there. And I give her credit. That chick will let you, and you don't got a thumper on the head or nothing.
Damn. That should be a selling point for certain chicks. You don't got to thump me on the head. That's how badass I am.
Is it just always ready? Doesn't matter what you throw at me, I'm ready. In fact, you can throw it at me.
Remember the first porn star? This is not bragging. It just happened.
Okay.
I thought she was lying to me. I don't want to say her name now because I looked her up and she's ill.
And she hasn't held up.
She wasn't real when I banged her. I was doing mornings at the Eagle back in, it's probably been 99. It's pretty close to when I got ready to leave. Then she came up, promoted her, promoted wherever she was going to be. And then after she left, the limo driver called and said, she wants you to meet her at her hotel. Yeah, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, very funny, man.
So then we debated on the air for the next hour. Do I go? Do I not go? Finally, well, you know what? If I show up and it's just a big joke, what am I going to do? So I go to the elevators. J.D. Freeman, who was the GM at the time here, mm-hmm. he walked around the corner and goes, you go plot, buddy. We're all pulling for you. And then I stopped by the 7-Eleven right next to her hotel. I was buying some Coronas and stuff and some condoms just in case.
Sure. Being prepared. You're like a
and
little
the guy behind me goes, you going through with it, ain't you, buddy? Almost like the same pep talk I got out of J.D. Freeman.
I'm surprised there weren't.
I'm pulling for you.
I'm surprised when you got to her hotel, that wasn't a lobby full of people just slow clapping you on the way to the elevator.
Yeah, there you go. Like everybody knew where she was staying.
I'm just saying it would have been.
So nice. I hid the condoms, mm-hmm. and I'm just holding the Coronas. So if she opens the door and it's like a room full of people and they're all laughing, I'm like, hey, I brought beer for everybody because I knew this was a hose job.
Sure.
I come in, I sit for a couple minutes, small talk, and then she finally says, are we going to or not? Yeah.
Well, now we are, sure.
You get naked first, just so I know this ain't no hose job, because I don't want to get naked and have a news team kick that door open.
Bunch of midgets and everything else. Whoa!
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in this hotel room? Because if the bathroom door opens and there's a bunch of firemen midgets, I don't know what you're into, but I believe I'll have to back on out.
Yeah. And I,
if you throw in a donkey.
And I think by today's technology, I'd be more paranoid about that happening than even you were back then. Everybody records everything.
I thought it was a hose job.
Yeah.
Might have been one of the first porn stars we had on the show. I don't know. But the whole L.A. Le Mans thing, I still don't know how somebody didn't live in Dallas. Saw each other maybe once, twice a year, however often she came into town. And didn't stay in contact in between. How do you fall in love with somebody like that? Or with a relationship like that?
Well, it might have been a non-traditional relationship for you. For her, it might have been the most consistent one.
You're the only guy I see twice a year, dear.
See? And yeah, so in her mind, you're practically married.
That accent.
That was challenging.
And then when she brought her mother down here.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Hey, we're going to go to the mall, dear. All right? See you later. No, you're coming with us, dear. Oh. Then they're both on each side of me. So I got that Bostonian accent.
Mm-mm. In stereo.
Yeah. Hey, Ma, let's go look at some sunglasses there. Ooh, look at these. These are wicked hot. Well, at least I've got some type of vision of what hell is going to be like.
It sounds pretty terrible.
Because everybody has their own image of hell. Mine is with a couple of northern chicks. And we're at the mall for eternity. How do we get off on this?
Golden, the executive assistant, needs a photo of you to put
up on
the billboard.
Well, they're not getting a picture of me today. Alpie, do you know what the rush is?
I think they just want to get the billboards up.
Why? It's the holidays. People are going to be out of town. People are traveling. Let's put up advertising right now where nobody's going to see it.
No, there's lots of people on the roads traveling around. Billboards, you want them up.
Do you know how many boards they're putting up?
That I do not know.
Just tell them to take that picture of me from the D Magazine article and just wait to get sued. I'm sure the first thing you'll get is just a cease and desist.
I would imagine maybe that's what they're trying to avoid.
Well, C and D just means you pull the picture down. No fault, no foul.
Yeah, but I think maybe that sounds like that's what they're trying to avoid. So they get a new photo of you today, then the billboards go up with no problem, and they don't have to worry about pulling them down later because of a C&D.
It's a digital board. They're going to take the JPEG and just upload it from a central server, and it goes up on the digital boards. And why Rodney's buying ad time on boards, I don't know.
He's spreading the word about his show.
He's on the radio. He's got all the advertising needs on this one. Look at all the free advertising he got yesterday.
All right, maybe the two of you need to have a meeting.
Well, I don't have to have a meeting. He wants to play cute. Oh, he's our opening act. Knowing that this is the only show where I let him go over 60 seconds. Well, today he ain't getting 60. How long is his tag? That recorded thing, the MLLSB thing?
Is.
Like 5 seconds?
Yeah, actually, it's seven, about almost 8 seconds.
All right, so he gets 52. And I don't care what he's got to say. And I'm sure he'll start with, oh, so you set a car alarm off in my studio today. Nope, set it off outside your studio. The next day, something's going to go off. But it's not going to be an alarm. It will set off the fire alarm.
Uh-oh.
Why does he have so many people on the show? Sound like there were four. Sound like two chicks, black guy, Rodney.
That's it.
Why does he need so many?
That, I don't know. The black guy is his producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Rob.
Yeah, and one is Amy Vanderoff.
That's a chick from Good Morning Texas.
And the other one I don't know.
Okay. Well, then we'll have to, if he's coming back tomorrow, we'll have to plan something a little more festive.
Sounds like something we'd all be interested in.
I think we dressed Chloe up like a chair.
Just stop there.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:33, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Grapevine Mills. Whole lot going on. Here's the worst of it. We'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers just before 75. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from I-35. In Mesquite, eastbound I-30, just after Gus Thomason got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Bigtown. Moving to Richardson, northbound 75, just before Arapahoe got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's backed up back from the I-5. In McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado, the left lane there is shut down due to some paving going on or something. That has traffic backed up back from Weston Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Keller Hicks. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DreamWorks Penguins of Madagascar. Tonight, clear and 43. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 62 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Who did you say just posted something on Twitter? Was it Twitter or Facebook? Snuffleupagus?
Yes, it was George Stephanopoulos. On Twitter, he posted that he just wrapped up an over hour-long interview with Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, and ABC News exclusive. I assume it will air tomorrow morning on Good Morning America, seeing as that's what he does.
I thought there had been a lot of people that had access to that cop. Doesn't make any difference if he says it exclusive.
This is the first time he's publicly spoken. I think he had a letter that was released that he had sent to like his friends, family type stuff that either someone leaked to the press or his attorneys gave it to the media, where he's just sort of thanking people for supporting him through this time, blah, blah, blah.
All right. It's nothing else that we're going to be able to extrapolate from this.
No. Like at this point, most of what you can really cover is just all the different reactions. Like on Twitter earlier today, I saw someone post something. It was a photo of Officer Wilson after the incident showing his supposed injuries. And the person had put the photo up and said, if this is what it looks like when you get severely beaten, then something's wrong with society. And saying that his injuries weren't enough to warrant shooting and killing an unarmed black teenager.
They said the same thing about Zimmerman.
Right. And that's part of what bothers me with the whole situation is you don't have to have a scratch on you in order to end a threat, to shoot someone in self-defense. Plus, this was a short period after the altercation. Give it a few days. Some of those marks may look much worse than initial. That's what I can't stand is everyone's supposed expertise. Out of nowhere, they think they're experts on the legal system. They think they're experts on ballistics. They think they're experts on forensics. They think they're experts on police tactics.
Even though you have been presented with all the information that the grand jury in
Ferguson, St. Louis County.
St. Louis County. You don't know everything.
Right.
And the media doesn't know everything.
And they also think they're expert how a white guy in, let's say, L.A. thinks he's an expert on what it's like to be an 18-year-old black kid from St. Louis. At a certain point, you have to just trust the facts. And you have to trust the grand jury's process. But no one does. Because the only people that trust that process are the people that feel like they got what they wanted. If you didn't get what you wanted, then the system is a sham and it's horrible. The whole thing needs to be, you know, burned to the ground along with the, you know, the shoe store.
I get protesting. Got that. But to damage property that, first of all, isn't yours and had nothing to do with this shooting.
Right.
What is the message? I mean, the biggest thing is it's going to let a lot of rednecks, a lot of racists sit around and go, see, they can't control themselves.
Exactly.
And it obviously wasn't the entire black community in Ferguson, but it was just enough for people to go, man, that town sure gone crazy.
Right. And the worst thing was is that we all knew it was going to happen. You know it. If it comes out that he's not indicted, you knew it was going to happen. That's why I didn't even bother watching on the news last night. I've seen it before. I know what it looks like. They're going to have the standard shots of tear gas being pumped into crowds. They're going to have buildings on fire, cars rolling down the street on fire the way we saw in previous riots. You're going to see people busting in shop windows and taking stuff. My favorite, though, was this looked to be a petite female with a baseball bat trying to smash a storefront window. Man,
Was it one of those resistant ones that kind of give?
I think so, but I don't think it would have mattered if it was even just a regular one. This woman was hitting it about as hard as I don't even know how to describe it. It was so weak and feeble. In order to eventually break that window, she would have had to do that consistently for like a week. Just like, I almost wanted to jump through the TV and help her. It was so pathetic looking.
I got nothing to this. I have no perspective. I don't know if the grand jury got it right or they got it wrong.
And we don't know what the vote was by the grand jury because that's not something that's made public. And it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision. I think it's 9 out of the 12.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that's right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those decisions that some people are going to be happy. A lot of people are going to be mad. And it's not going to help anyone. It's not going to help anything. You can call for peace all you want. That's obviously that doesn't do them any good. And You can come up with all these different ideas, all these different solutions, but the fact is, if the people don't want solutions, it's not going to matter what they are. Some people just want to complain.
All right.
But if you do want, you can hear some CNN reporters get gassed.
By the cops?
Yes. Well, that's what happens when you're on the streets of Ferguson and you're reporting. You got to be right where the action is, and sometimes that includes being next to the tear gas canisters.
Yay.
It's cut number five.
Who was it, CNN?
This is CNN. You've got Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon.
Here come flashbangs and canisters coming right up at us. We're going to have to move back here in a second. There's a big volley now of it. A couple of dozens. We don't know what that sound was. There was some gunfire before.
So, Chris, can you hear
me? Can you still hear us, Don?
What?
So now, at some point, when Don Lemon comes on, he decides they really should change it to Melodramatic News Network. He puts his gas mask on and then realizes that's not doing him any good, so he rips it off and continues reporting through the gas.
Why doesn't it do any good?
Because it was, I don't think he put it on properly, so it's still getting in there. It was just making it worse.
No.
Well, he put it on, he probably sucked some of that in with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right through in his mask with him.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of gas mask was it? Was it the one with the great big canister on the side?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's aesthetically appealing.
Here come flashbangs and canisters coming right up at us. We're going to have to move back here in a second. There's a big volley now of it. A couple of dozens. We don't know what that sound was. There was some gunfire before.
So, Chris, can you hear
can
me?
You still hear us, Don?
So, Chris, so again, if you come to us where we are now, you can see that the gas
we're
is coming
right
this way. Protesters have started coming here. There's a woman near us who has been injured, and again...
Hey, it's Rodney Anderson's show.
who has been injured, and again, people are being overcome with tear gas. And we are as well.
Not only having to breathe in tear gas, I got honked at. This seems crazy. Had they thought about it, you take a small mic, you put it inside the gas mask, so if you have to put it on, they can still hear you. You obviously thought enough. Hey, we may need a gas mask. Mm-hmm. Or the police department said, hey, if you guys are going to be this close, you might need this. Well, you take a small lavalier mic, shove it up into the gas mask, you're ready to go.
It may not be as dramatic that way.
Well, do you want to be heard or not?
It's really secondary at this point. I just want the visuals. We're going to have to move back. The tear gas is coming at us. Here, I'll move over here. A whole foot away. That will save me.
Do you think you feel safe there, Don? Because I have moved the same distance.
I think this is much better, Chris. Let's stay here and finish our reports.
Good.
I'm tired of Anderson Cooper always showing us up.
I don't seem to be coughing as much over here.
It's very nice right now.
Hey, look. Here comes Luke Bryan, CMA Country Award.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I came to Ferguson to see what's what.
Coming off the high of my CMA Entertainer of the Year and my AMA Award.
Everyone calm down.
I thought that was real. I wasn't watching you when you did it.
Luke Bryan was in the background. It seemed like.
I was about to go. That guy that said, everybody calm down, sound like Luke.
It's going to be okay. Chill out.
There's a woman near us who
someone helped a poor old woman.
People are being overcome with tear gas.
Someone help that woman. Hey, y'all. This is Luke Bryan, CMA Entertainer of the Year. That lady looks hurt. Seriously, she's crying. It's making me feel awkward.
Maybe you just keep the megaphone over there today. You may need it.
All right. I haven't had this much fun since my last tour with my bus driver.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it would calm the crowd down if you sang them a song.
That's actually a good idea. Hang on, let me try to remember one of my songs. See, thanks. No, that's Kenny Chesney. Hang on.
What about your beep beep song you started writing?
Yeah, I stalled on that one. A little writer's block. I was so overcome with emotion after the grand jury decision. I immediately went outside and flipped over my Silverado. I stand with Ferguson.
All right, I lied. Give me the megaphone back.
But man, I liked it.
All right, then keep it over there. Okay. And I heard some of the news reports that people came in even from outside of Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And there were protests here in Dallas. Yeah, I don't know if Fort Worth had any. I didn't see it in the news. I saw it. I guess it was outside the Dallas police station.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But yeah, there was around the country, there were various, you know, protesters that were going on.
But all of those were calm.
Yeah.
What I don't get about that is, especially with Dallas and DPD, DPD is one of the most, how do I put this? They are always on top of police disciplinary action. The chief always makes it a point to say, hey, we fired this cop, we disciplined this cop anytime anything goes wrong.
What point are you making?
Why mess with DPD? Why go out there and protest?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. You're never going to make everyone completely happy. Maybe, partly because it's imperfect, because it's humans that are police officers, and humans are going to make mistakes. Whereas citizens want perfection. They want no trouble from police. They want not one cop to ever do anything bad.
Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
I don't know. You're talking about, do they protest in front of the cops? The Dallas cops?
They were out protesting in front of DPD headquarters on the Mar.
He's saying, why are people protesting DPD when DPD is one of the best departments as far as disciplining its own?
I got it. Okay. I thought he meant something like, hey, well, let's go protest out there. They're too big of pussies to come out and do anything. Okay. All right, Alfie, clear those off the phone. I'm done with the Ferguson thing. Okay. What do you want to do? What else you got?
Let's see. Actually, once we heard from Luke Bryan, cut number 7. This actually happened before the Country Music Awards. Or I'm sorry. This happened before Ty Herndon and Billy Gilman came out as gay in the country world, the musicians. And a number of country performers were asked in a video, hey, why do you think there are no gay country stars out of Nashville?
There ain't no cut 7.
There's not?
There's cut 6, and the next one is the 2014 Winter Olympics.
Well, that one's definitely not it.
Drunk guy calls 911 to ask for a date. Guy announces in church he ain't gay no more.
I know we've already heard that.
Italian guy can't pronounce Worcestershire.
Yeah, if it's in there, it might start with the word country. It's no big deal if you don't see it. It was just a number of different country people, including Kip Moore. He tried to sidestep the question. He said, that's not for me to even talk about. Big Kenny Alfin, he said in a phone interview, he was saying, like, oh, yeah, hell, I'm gay. I'm so happy and gay. My answer to that is, who gives a flop? Whatever people want to do, if they're out there making music, it's all right by me. Lee Bryce actually thinks it's around the corner. He said, it's going to be tough, but I think anything can happen. The world's changing. I think it's getting close to time. Trisha Yearwood said, it would be naive to say we've never had a closeted gay country artist, but I think that day is coming. Cole Swindell said, I don't know, you know. I would think that country music can handle anything. I'm here to do my music and promote music in my genre. Whatever does that, I'm not one to judge anyone. So for the most part, a lot of non-answer answers.
All right, I found a clip that says country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this ain't it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was a mashup we did. Pop You in the Pooper along with Billy the Kid's Country Girl.
Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too.
Oh, yeah.
I
got a
lot on your loading dock. I forgot about this.
I did too.
And the rear.
Nobody, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. We'll do a doggy style, so get on your
paws. I don't know if we added anything.
And turn around
anything else?
And kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good that feels.
I guess not. I just noticed, first time I heard Billy the Kid's Country Girl, what's he go by, DF Dub?
Yes.
I went, that riff sounds familiar.
All year. All year.
Not exactly the same, but it's close.
Yeah.
You stole your Country Girl song from a gay porn star. Who'd you have to blow to get the rights to that? No, I don't see it.
No, it's fine. I mean, you get the general idea. Most of the people that were asked about it were just kind of like, oh, you know, it's fine. But yeah, okay. No one was real committed about it. There was Kelly Pickler.
What are you going to say? We're talking about country music now.
Yeah.
There is no place at all anywhere for the gay homosexual man in country music. Mm-hmm. Our music is about real men doing real things and getting real drunk. I do not even think the homosexuals imbibe alcohol. There probably ain't no room in their mouth for a beer bottle. And if there was, who knows what they do with it afterwards? You know they don't recycle.
But who's going to come out and say anything derogatory? Well, Ty heard and said he was gay.
Knew it.
Have anything bad to say?
Not a word. Gotta go. This guy looks like an undercover cop. I'm out in the woods. Bye.
Kelly Pickler said, a great song is a great song. A great artist is a great artist. I don't think it matters what they prefer in the bedroom. But it's still kind of, you know, it's part of that thing that really hasn't been tapped yet in country.
I think if enough big names say, look, it's infiltrating, which is not really the right word to use, but it's becoming part of our culture. Accept it if you have enough big names. If Garth was to come out and say, hey, it's okay for them to be gay, you buy their albums, fans are going to follow along.
You would hope. Or maybe even someone as, you know, prestigious as Luke Bryan. Hi.
It's no big deal. I was gay for a while.
For a while?
Mm-hmm. That happens to the best of us. You get a little lonely on a hunting trip. You hadn't shot anything. You're up there in that deer blind. Hell, for a while, I was in a relationship with Wendy Williams. And that's a big dude.
You couldn't really decide if you were gay or not.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, especially when it's like, you know, okay, here's the man in the boat, right? Normal size, little.
Yeah, her size of a green pea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little frozen pea like Grandma used to make. But not hers, man. It was like the size. It wasn't a boat. It was a cruise ship. It actually made me feel inadequate.
I couldn't see all of it, but on the front side it said Costa. I was afraid she was going to take a Captain Chitino on me.
I know. One day she slipped in the tub and people started evacuating.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
506, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers just before 75. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up onto I-35 southbound. Into Richardson, northbound 75 just before Arapahoe. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Your backup is back from Northwest Highway. In a Plano northbound 75 right at Parker, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Plano Parkway. In Denton, southbound I-35, just after the 35E-35W split, got an accident there with the clearing stages. Your backup is back from North Loop 288. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up onto 121. It's backed up onto 35W back from Keller Hicks, also backed up on 121 as well. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, sunny and 65 for the high. Right now, it's 62 and 97.1. The Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know, Jacob, our web guy, gave me the breakdown a couple of days ago. We didn't talk about this on the air. We average on the video stream around, it ain't great. It's better than Channel 47.
Well, I think everything's better than that, but...
Of the, we'll say, 20 days a month we stream.
Sure.
We average 33,000 viewers.
Damn. Hmm. That's actually more than I thought.
That ain't every day. That's all clumped together.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm saying, like, if you average it out, that's more than I thought. I would have expected, like, around 1,000 a day.
No, I didn't ask for the daily breakdown. I just said, is it worth keeping the video stream up?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. So do you think we could charge for it? He goes, no.
Don't go that far.
Sorry, yeah, you're not that crazy.
What are we doing? Rodney told him to F off.
Yep. Luke Bryan gave his opinion on gays and country music.
Was there anybody else that came out in support of... Were all the country artists in support of Ty Herndon and whoever the other guy was?
No, I think they found like four people who outright said, yay for them. It was, let's see, who all was it? Here it is. Let's see. Ty Herndon and Billy Gilman came out last week. CMT.com checked around and found words of encouragement from four people in country music. Leanne Rimes, Megan Lindsay, Lucy Hale, and Shelley Wright.
What about all those tweets you read earlier that were in support?
Those are just people that were asked about it, and they really weren't supportive. They were just kind of like, that's cool. They weren't, it wasn't like this, for example. Leanne Rimes said, my friend Ty Herndon is a badass. I love you, big brother. Speak the truth, respect for coming out. As opposed to other people are like, it's okay, we're all sinners. That was what Ricky Skaggs said. Because I'm not here to judge, we're all sinners.
Yeah, you're right. That's just kind of there.
Yeah, then like, what was the other one? It's like a couple of guys are just like, that's here we go. Let's see. Cole Swindell said, I don't know, you know? I would think country music can handle anything. I'm here to do my music and promote music in my genre. Whatever does that, I'm not one to judge anyone.
Yeah, they should ask some of the old school guys, like Charlie Daniels. What does he think about it? What would he say?
I'll tell you one thing. Devil ain't going to have to go to Georgia to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll meet him in person in hell. You country music.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be close right. Any of the old school. Merle Haggard.
Oh, jeez. Mel Tillis.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. No. But he's playing somewhere around here at some casino.
Mel Tillis would be another one I would add if I had to play a country music show.
That you would be okay hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of any of his songs right now. Him and Jerry Reed.
Yeah. The Convoy.
That was C.W. McCall.
God damn it. I always think of Convoy and Jerry Reed just from Smokey and the Bandit.
It wasn't in the movie.
I'm saying I meant he's in a truck.
There was only one truck.
What I'm saying is...
You know what a convoy is?
I do. But what I'm saying is I think of him when I think of convoy because he was in a truck.
Jerry Reed.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though it's not his song.
And it had nothing to do with Smoking the Bandit.
You got it.
Okay. No fun being the stupid one, is it?
What do you mean?
Okay. Do we start news? What are you looking for, Chloe?
I was looking for Mel Tillis. There was a song called Heart Healer, I Ain't Never, and Ain't No California.
I Ain't Never. That's the one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
To hear it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Man, that does sound old. Woo! Oh, God.
Well, I ain't never seen nobody like you. No, never. Have I ever seen nobody
like you. What is this, your karaoke tune?
Buddy, this is the stuff I was forced to listen to as a child. I'm sure he's got others.
Was this one of those songs that played either on the record player or the radio that was the size of furniture?
This was in the car.
Okay.
K-Box, 1480. Thank God it was an AM.
I mean, you didn't want it in its stereo goodness?
Mm-mm. He did something else.
That one actually sounds kind of more bluesy than country.
I can't think of anything else. We really should play some rock or talk about rock.
We played a Metallica song earlier today that I really like. I was so excited about it. I went over to Close Desk and told him about it. I said, hey, we're playing Hero of the Day.
Oh, man, I like that song too.
We're like, yeah, it's a good song. All right, back to work. You believe that? Our station's playing something we like.
Wow. Don Davis has been really nice to me lately.
No, that's what I mean by that.
Seriously. I feel bad about that's why I really slammed him.
Seriously. What I mean by that is that I told Chloe because I don't hear that song very often because it's, as far as Metallica goes, it's one of their deeper cuts.
Oh.
And I love that song.
Yeah, there are only a few by Metallica I like. Like Enter Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't My Bitch.
Yep.
One of the ones that goes, dum, 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 dum.
Chum, chum, chewy, chewy, chum, chum.
What is it, Alfie?
Just close description of it.
You didn't like mine. Chum, 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 chum.
That I was trying to figure out. All right, there's like three or four that you can do.
It's all of them.
That's the whole point.
Who printed out the ratings?
I did.
For any particular reason, no. Don Davis already sent me the breakdown.
I know, but I figured you might want a little more in-depth.
Any reason?
Not really. Just curious.
God, when Alfie came back from the printer with those, oh, geez, you would think he just got laid.
Did you get sex?
Not today.
Oh. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, we had a good November. Back at CBS, we only talked about the ratings every 3 months because it was a different rating system, and that's I think you got monthlies. But regardless, this is a different rating system, and you get it a little bit quicker. Afternoons 3 to 7, men 18-34. The Eagle is number one with a 9.1 share. Did you already look at these?
I saw a couple of them. That one obviously stood out. Especially when you look at second place and what their number is.
Second place is KLNO with a 6.6 share. Still men, 1834. Ooh, somebody took all of Billy the Kid's men.
Oh,
although he's still sixth. He's third place with a 6 share.
Mm-hmm.
KBFB, I'm going to guess that's the beat.
Yes.
Fourth place, the Wolf. fifth place with a 5.1. KSCS, sixth place with a 5.0. I don't know who does afternoons on these. It's not really fair to compare the two because they're playing music and we're talking. Right. All they have to do is play somebody else's work and take credit for the ratings.
Man, I bet that stung a few people.
I suppose too. Right. Oh, well, we beat Russ Martin in this demo. No, whatever that song was, Lady Gaga beat me, not you.
What about my tunes, man? My stuff's good. Look, that's two country stations in the top six, right?
Yeah.
Six? All right, good.
What is KMVK?
107.5, that's CBS. It's a Hispanic station.
Okay.
Or Latin, whatever the proper term is.
Still been 1834, eighth place. The Edge was ninth. KNOR, I don't know what that is. Maybe they can't decide what they play. Or they don't want to say what their format is. Is it this? No. Nor is it this. let's see. Actually, KERA, I don't know what's happened over the past few years, but they used to very seldom show up in the top 20, top 30. Mm. Now they're 12th place in the afternoon with Men 1834. K-Love, Jack FM. Where's the ticket?
On Men 1834?
Yeah. Oh, here they are. 21st place. What did I say we had? A 9.1?
Yeah.
They have a 1.8.
Their numbers are weird with the younger demos. Because in 2554, they're always right there.
What did I just say, man? 2554. Do you want to know any more?
Yeah.
Persons 2554. This means men and women. I said 25. Persons 1834.
Okay.
Billy the Kid's number one with a 9.1. We've got a 6.7. Third is the Wolf. Down the line. And the ticket does not. I don't see them.
The person's numbers are really hard on them because that includes women.
No. They're 26th place with a 1.1.
Oh, well, there you go.
Men 1849 afternoons 3-7. Number one is the Eagle. With an 8 share. Number 3 is Billy the Kid with a 4.6.
Ha, suck it, Billy.
KZPS is 4th with a 4.1. Who does afternoons now on ZPS?
Jeff K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From Steppenwolf?
No, from the studio right here.
Oh.
Unless somehow he's moonlighting in Steppenwolf. Oh. And is much younger than he should be.
Alfie, is there something on here that you really, you always print ratings out for a reason?
I was just curious this time, just the sort of differential between us and whomever is second really kind of got to me.
Okay, because there was a pretty decent gap. It's not like it was close to being tied for first. And that's not, yeah, it is a brag. Men 2554, 3-7. Number one is the Eagle. 6.9 share. Number two is the Ticket with a 4.8. Number three is KZPS with a 4.7. Fourth place is the Wolf with a 4.1. Billy the Kid is fifth place with a 3.8. Don't really care about anybody else, do we? Persons 2554 is what our sales department say they sell.
Yeah,
that's a demo we sell. Well, that's because very seldom are we number one in the afternoons. We're like number two or number three because you clump the women in and it pulls our numbers down a little bit.
Yeah.
Bitches.
They're too busy over there sticking your ears to the box with Billy the Kid on Kiss.
So instead of bonusing us on Men 2554, like they should. They
should change that.
They pick adults. Number one, Billy the Kid at 6.5. Number two, us in the afternoon, persons 2554 with a 5.4. And then KLTY, blah, blah. Edge is.
It's us and then KLTY.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like...
We talk about God.
I know, but to me, it looks like if you just look at it on the paper, it's like it looks like Satan's beating Jesus.
Why you calling me Satan?
Nobody called you Satan.
Well, this 3-7 is our show.
It is.
With my name on it. Why I beat the Jesus?
I'm not saying you beat him like you actually beat him.
You know
him.
What happened when John Lennon said they were more popular than Jesus?
What?
There were the people backed away from the Beatles.
Yeah, it really shows. It really hurt their album sales.
You don't say we beat the Jesus. Maybe Jesus just taking a break right before the holidays.
That's true. It is a big time.
Is KLTY the only religious FM?
No, there's I think it's KCBI. It's the little gray building in off of I-30 in Arlington.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna know where that is. I don't see them anywhere on here, but
I saw them on there somewhere in one of the demographics.
Persons 25-54, KCBI is 19th place.
That's the one. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah. Okay, we beat Jesus on that one.
Even he'd have to, you know, kind of concede that.
What are the rest of these? Oh, this morning drive?
Yeah.
Well, let's see how our buddy Mark Davis did. His target's going to be, is there 25-54 on here, Alfie?
Yes, there is.
You don't want to look at that.
Would Mint 1849 be his hyper demo?
No.
No?
I think his hyper demo is going to be 35-54, 35-64.
Okay, so the closest I can get is Men 25-54.
Or persons, yeah.
Let's go with Men. What are their call letters?
KSKY.
Thank you. Men 25-54, 6-10. KSKY. Not on the first page. KSKY. All right, they made it. 31st place. A 1.1 share. Beating out KBIL-FM with a 1.0. Man, they should put a little asterisk next to those that just says sad. number one in the mornings, Men 25-54, was KLNO. Number two was whatever they call it, thing in the morning of the ticket.
Oh, the guys, the that's Donovan Miller.
Oh, okay. Probably shouldn't promote that now. They were on mornings on 1190.
I think people are aware. They've been around for a while.
Ben 25-54, sixth place. Jody Dean in the morning, whatever he calls it. Jody Dean and his ego.
I think that's it, yes. Jody Dean and a soul patch.
Had a 4.1 share. Who else do we like in the morning? Dorsey and the gang?
Skull.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
KSCS. Fourth place with a 4.5. Mm. And they beat out the Wolf.
Woo.
I think.
The Dorsey gang riding strong.
That's because Hawkeye's driving a stagecoach now.
Or is it really a stagecoach Hawkeye's driving?
I think if you're going to carry Dorsey around, it is. Because you're going to need a full team.
You doing it right back there, Terry? 22 fourth the hour.
The Wolf is 11th in the morning. Who does mornings there? See, that's not good.
Well, it's not like any one of us are, first of all, huge morning radio listeners. Good morning. Or me and Chloe might be the closest you get to listening to some country as far as us on the show.
I know, but they're staples in the market that you. I know Jody Dean does mornings at K-Love. I know Terry Dorsey and Hawkeye do mornings at KSCS.
Yeah.
I know that Tom Joyner.
Ooh, Nick's on that. Tom Joyner.
Is he not on anymore?
Not here, no. I saw that last week.
Oh, sorry. But it was K-104, wasn't it?
A while back, I believe.
Okay, so I don't know anything. I bet black people do mornings on K104. Somebody very likable. I don't know who it is. But my money is it. But thank right. rednecks. BAP, 11th place. Yeah, it's embarrassing for... Yeah, we don't want to talk about that one. Cindy's doing okay. She's in the top. She's on the first page.
What demo, though?
Person's 2554.
Good. I think her mid numbers are good.
Russ!
What?
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. That went out on the stream.
It did.
Well, they would.
Well, just
her mid numbers would go way up if she f***ed them.
But that's not the way to go.
Just have one in the show on every day.
Oh, yeah. Especially if people knew that there was a chance.
Uh-huh. That's so wrong.
Yeah. Ben 2554. She made the top 10. Almost. She's fine. Everything's fine. Just need to talk about your listeners.
No. She's great.
She is. But who would want to come up? You don't even have to. Just let them come up and squeeze those cans.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do it on the weekend. Build the weekend numbers.
Yeah,
squeeze some cans Saturdays.
Yeah.
You know, there are some guys that would do anything just to get a look at those cans.
Including
me. I'd actually get up in the morning just to come look at them. I don't even have to touch them. I just want to see them. But they're sweet. Probably got teeth marks all over them from Todd.
Jesus.
Todd, they're not a chew toy. that's it. Middays, Chris Ryan is doing fine. And we waste an entire segment talking about us. There are the ratings if you want to look at them. Gloat. It's 5:30. We've done nothing this segment. We need something funny.
Go back to beating Jesus?
There's got to be a different way to phrase that.
What? It's not like I didn't put him up there.
But you said like Satan beating Jesus.
I said that. I said it was like that. I didn't say it was that. I'm sure Jesus understands the analogy.
Maybe Jesus only does mornings.
That would make sense.
So we're not really beating Jesus yet. Well, I can't.
Say it. Say it out loud.
Am I actually wrong about K104?
I think so.
Yes, Jamal.
Yes, Russ. They got a white boy on K104 named Michael Shine. He does the morning.
He's the host?
No, he's like one of the side characters. The host is Didi.
What is that? You got to blow into something? We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Al McCoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Keller Hicks. This one is also causing a backup onto 121. Into Denton now. Southbound I-35 just after the 35E-35W split. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from north of 288. Into Plano, northbound 75, right at Parker. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Plano Parkway. Into Richland, northbound 75, just before Arapahoe. Got an accident blocking the HOV, the left lane, and the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Northwest Highway. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound Woodall Rogers just before 75, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. That one has you backed up back from I-35. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Here comes the rock.
Here comes the rock.
What is it?
On 97.
Oh, yeah, it's AC/DC.
Available
don't drop it.
Anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Hey, it's Brian Johnson. I can't do it. AC/DC. Kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. Clear tonight, 43 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 65. Right now, 61 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I saw AC/DC's album Rock or Bust doesn't come out until next month. But I read someplace today that iTunes is streaming the entire album. I don't know if that meant, I forgot to go check. But they said streaming the entire album right now. That doesn't mean go listen right now. It just means later.
It'll still be there.
I'd like to hear some of the other cuts.
Yeah.
Because the Rock or Bust, the title track, I got nothing out of it.
But you obviously like the play ball.
Yeah, otherwise we would have dropped it. Well, I didn't see it coming up. Chloe caught me off guard.
That was pretty funny. It's nice for people to see what goes on behind the scenes. Just get a peel back that curtain. Drop that! Oh, it's AC/DC? Oh, that's fine. Play that. You play that song.
I was trying to pull up the chords for it. But for whatever reason, my computer in here, it browsers, it ain't. I know. Internet Explorer, stay away from it.
I got emails from people saying that I need to get you off of that.
I've got Firefox on this computer. This is my computer. It's not a company's. Mm-hmm. We bring it in every day for the show. But because I haven't used Firefox in so long, it wants to keep updating. And if I clicked it right now, it's going to go updating all the plugins. Yeah. And then there's this little indicator showing me how much has been downloaded so far.
Yeah.
If you get... As the green grows, that means it's more.
Sure.
It's all white.
Ooh, that's not good.
So that's why I haven't gone to that. I don't know what's happened to my Internet Explorer. I have this problem on no other computer I own. I use Firefox for porn. Because if you frequent the same websites a lot,
right.
Use the pop-up blocker. You have to specifically identify every time you get a window from a site that you don't like. It doesn't immediately block all of them. You just right-click on the window that opened up. Yeah, of course it can be Jasmine. Since block this window, tell it yeah. Ask you a couple other questions. Yeah, it don't ever happen again.
Nice.
It's really a bad pop-up site. I think it's called like Tube Monsoon or something. It likes a pop-up every time you click on anything. But Firefox has got it.
Tube Monsoon.
Mm-hmm. Shooting them down like zeros. Okay. And obviously Firefox isn't going to do anything. I'm not even going to try and open up iTunes on this computer. Because it's been trying to update for the past year.
Oh, no, don't even. Just delete it.
All right. Did we start?
We have not.
Okay, then. 5:45, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. Birthdays today. Eating champion Joey Chestnut is 31. He just downed, 10 pounds of turkey or something like that in 9.5 minutes a couple of days ago. Jenna and Barbara Bush turned 33. Joey Ferrara, he plays Turtle on Entourage. He turns 35. Christina Applegate is 43. Amy Grant is 54. porn legend Herschel Savage turned 62. He starred in 1,665 films, including Funky Brewster, Ally McPheel, and Wang Dang That Sweet Poontang. And John Larroquette, 70. Ben Stein is 70. John Larroquette is 67. While people around the country complained about police tactics and racism, a Grand Prairie police officer saved two people from being hit by a train overnight. A woman was trying to make a U-turn and her car stalled on the tracks on 2nd and Main. Police were in the process of alerting Union Pacific Railroad when they saw a train headed their way. The train was not able to stop in time and plowed right through the car, but the officers were able to get everyone out and no one was hurt.
What is it about train tracks that make cars stall?
I don't know, but it's...
It's not just movies, although it's...
It's always...
It's the stereotype in a movie. Get on the train tracks, car stalls.
Yeah.
But in real life, when people try it, well, then the gates came down between me. Those are wood or something like that. You can drive through those.
Absolutely.
I go ahead and pay for the gate instead of just sitting there and letting the train mow me down.
Or the car, yeah. Yeah, I'm at the point now where I've read enough of those stories and to where it's, I don't even, I, doesn't matter. I do not stop on a train track. And yet, I know it's rare, but there are some train tracks still that you could sit on without the arms at a red light. Like there's some right around the corner from the station. And I will
They're
not
active.
I think...
I've never seen a train go by this station in North Dallas.
They had a... There are cars over there. I look at it this way. If there's a train track, a train's on it somewhere. And I'm not taking the chance.
Or even if it's been derailed and it's no longer part of the train system.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to sit on it.
Mm-mm.
Because my luck is my luck.
Exactly. I look at it the same way.
Ain't been used in 45 years. Here comes a great big engine.
Yeah.
Pooh.
I look at it the same way that you should look at a gun. Just assume it's loaded. To me, it's the same way with train tracks. Assume a train's on it somewhere.
Yeah, they make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a couple in South Lake. Not sure. But I've seen people's rear ends sticking out just far enough to where if the train came, you eat it.
Yeah.
And they don't. I don't know how you don't think. You're right. That's probably the best analogy to use. If there are train tracks, assume it's loaded.
And assume it's right around the corner. And it's coming at you full speed and will not be able to stop. It's almost to the point to where if something were to happen where I got locked, somehow I got stuck on a train track and I realized it in quick enough fashion, I would roll down the windows, unlock the doors, and all trying just in case the car shuts off or something bad, I can still crawl out.
Well, you can always get out of the car.
Not the way it plays out in my head. All of a sudden, somehow, my doors are sealed shut.
Yeah, I don't have that type of paranoia. And I don't know why. When I go over train tracks, I don't know if it's a superstition or what, but I don't touch the gas, I don't touch the brakes, and I don't touch the steering wheel. I just kind of float over it. I forgot where I heard that, but that's one of the few superstitions things that I do.
So what do you do when the clock says 11:11?
I don't know what that means.
That's a superstition thing, too. Some people, it's like if when your clock says 11:11, I've seen people put their finger on the time and make a wish, or... I've seen the same thing when it's 12:34.
And?
Some people will do the same thing. They make a wish.
Oh.
I remember.
I know a lot of times if I'm on the sidewalk, I'll step on a crack, then I'll call my mom.
Hey, can you still walk? Damn it.
It didn't work. Yeah, and then I think it was in high school. I was in somebody's car, and like I think the guy was driving, and his girlfriend was in the passenger seat. And I think it was 11:11 p.m., and she was like, "Ooh, we have to kiss."
And?
And they kissed. And I'm just in the
back.
Well,
and it was something like, "Oh, we have to kiss," and then the car flipped over, ran into the side of a train.
Well, yeah, and a really sad after-school special that might happen, but in this one, it was just, oh, yeah, that's great that you guys just make out and be happy.
It's an 11-12. Punched him.
Yeah. Time's done. Slug bug.
Start a new thing.
Right. Well, Thanksgiving is only...
Why don't you, as the man, why don't you hit the dash from time to time? You seem to enjoy watching me do it.
Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks away, and so, of course, that means lots of random...
2 weeks? How old is this story?
I'm sorry. I meant to say 2 days away.
Or 1 day.
Or 1 day. It's one or 2 days.
How old is this story?
It's 2 days. It doesn't matter.
Okay. When you get the stories that old, that means we're running out of stuff.
No. It's Thanksgiving specific.
Okay.
A new survey about Thanksgiving that's supposed to get you ready.
That did not come out 2 weeks ago.
No. The number one thing that can ruin Thanksgiving.
People. Family. Dry turkey. Bad food. People complaining. Running out of dishes. Mandy not being ready, so I got to talk to her god family while I'm cooking. Am I close on any of these?
No, you nailed it.
How many are there?
This one, they just said like the top three. It's awkward conversations was number one.
Yeah, and she would do that to me every year where her family came over.
Right.
Since I did most of the cooking, they get there, or like 10 minutes before they got there. All right, I'm going to go take a shower. You. I liked her family, but because I was busy cooking, it looked like I was ignoring them. Even though it was like, I know this is an old reference, spinning plates on a bunch of different sticks. I'm running back and forth, making sure that this doesn't boil or this gets too dry, or baste this, or beat off on that, whatever. And she actually said 1 year afterwards, how come you don't like my family? I said, I talk to your family all the time. You don't talk to them when I'm taking a shower. Well, I'm also out here doing something.
Yeah, you're cooking. Did any of them offer to like, hey, Russ, can we help you with something?
They always ask. And, okay. You know, sometimes her mom, Debbie, would... Can I chop things up? You can start with your daughter.
Now's the time to get her. She's completely unsuspecting in the shower, running on my hot water.
Yeah, they would help, but it still didn't incite conversation. Well, they think you're just standoffish. I did all that stuff, got up at 6 so I can start smoking the turkey. I fed your family, and I'm standoffish? And by the way, let me ask this, just so I get this straight, slicky chick. Mm-hmm. Who paid for everything? Thank you.
Yeah, hosted everything.
Went to the store, picked up all this stuff. Bought things with fat in it so your family would be okay to eat it. Do these potatoes have fat in it? Yes. Okay, I'll have some.
What does it matter if it, as long as it tastes good?
People like fat. Mandy's stepdad makes a really good twice-baked potato.
I bet.
I couldn't touch it because I don't. Well, it was probably like 99% fat and 1% potato.
There you go. That's why it's delicious. See, the secret to twice-baked is the first time you bake it with Crisco. Then you put some butter on.
What do you mean, like infuse the Crisco into the potato?
Yeah. Just get that right in there.
He's kidding, Chloe.
Now, I'm not serious. Quit looking at me
that. No, man. I'm just... No, I know you don't do that. I'm just saying.
Although, in my head, I'm kind of wondering, could you?
Yeah, that's the look in my face. Like, man, it's got to be some way.
Well, you could certainly infuse cheese into it.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never had anybody... Well, first of all, who's going to complain? But anytime I fix Thanksgiving dinner for people, I always do it as low fat as I can, which isn't that hard. Turkey, low fat.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, you get the golden ones that already taste like they have butter in them, so you don't have to add really that much. Or milk, that's done. Cranberry sauce, I make that on my own. Use Splenda, that's done. Gravy, a lot of sodium, fat-free, whatever else I cook. My mom would bring over some type of bullshit onion casserole. Who makes casseroles out of onions?
Onion casserole.
Is it that onion green bean thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's green bean casserole. It's totally different.
No. But yeah, there's bitches that put all these onions in like
the
abundancy.
And he's right. He's right. My mom's a bitch.
You
put a bunch of onions in a casserole, you a bitch. And it's not even fresh onions. It's onions out of some bullshit can. Canned onions. Just say the words.
But it's not the fried onions.
Yeah, they're the crispy fried onions.
Yeah, those things are delicious.
The onion straws or whatever it is?
Yeah, those things are fantastic. You don't like those? You're practically un-American.
That's f***ed up.
No, it's how it's supposed to be.
Hey, let's take casserole and just fill it full of fried onions.
Yeah. That's what makes it great.
And the filling's like stuff out of a pot pie.
Yeah.
That yellow stuff.
It really is. I brought my specialty. You mean that puke plate thing? Because that's what it looks like.
Bean snot?
It's cream of mushroom, you idiots.
What? That goes into the salad? Or the
green bean casserole, yes.
That's some of the nastiest shit I've ever eaten.
Please stop.
Does it make you sick?
No, you're going to rile the people up.
Why?
Because a lot of people love that.
Let them eat it. You like to eat
Maybe you just had bad green bean casserole.
I don't know how you could make it good or bad. I don't like green beans. I like onions, but I don't like onions out of a can. Say the words. Onions in a can.
They're fried onions. What's your deal?
I don't know if they're fried or they just went bad and this
is a way
to get rid of them.
There's the coating on them.
No.
See, the problem is you don't like green beans, so you're already biased.
I hate Thanksgiving. That's why last few years I've spent it by myself. Cook for me and the dogs. Make them really small plates since I'll make theirs first.
Right.
Don't use a lot of spices so it doesn't make them sick. Get a little bit of everything. And then we all enjoy the day. Take a nap. Get up. Watch the Cowboy game. And have some more.
That's a good day.
Even the dogs won't eat my cranberry sauce, though.
Really? Mm. Did you try the experiment? Where you make yours?
Knocking them out?
No, where you make your cranberry sauce, and then you dump out the canned version.
Have you ever tasted cranberries without sugar?
Super, super bitter, right?
It's nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Plano, Jed Cloud, the cop, was on duty Thanksgiving. He just stopped by and went, hey, I hadn't added the Splenda yet.
Mm-hmm.
Taste those cranberries and see if they taste done.
Man, that's cold.
That was the first and only time I've ever had a Glock pointed at me on a holiday.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers just before 75. Got a stalled vehicle blocked in the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to I-35. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 just after Riverfront. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Their traffic's backed up back from Ferguson. Let's move into Garland, southbound 635, right at Northwest Highway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic that is backed up back from the High 5. Into Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. This one now has traffic backed up all the way back from the Lions Gateway. Same accident is causing a backup onto 121. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, just before Woodhaven Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. Clear and 43 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Right now, 61 and 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah. What do you got, Alfie?
Line one is calling about being pleasant with Mandy's family, and the other one is about green bean, or everything else is about green bean casserole.
Of course it has to be. Yes, Jordan.
Yes, I just want to say that making food for the family doesn't really make you a nice person.
I'd say I was trying to be a nice person. I just didn't have time to talk to them.
Okay, well, I had a relative who brought her boyfriend over for Thanksgiving lunch. He made like an entire spread, but he sat there and just stared at us mugly the entire night, and nobody, he wouldn't talk to anybody and gave us one word
answer. I talked to him after everything was prepared and we're sitting at the table. I didn't have think about if you walk back into the kitchen at Abuelo's or Denny's, whatever. Hey, what are you doing? Are you cooking? You look busy. Got a lot of stuff going on? Man, that's a tall hat.
Well, I understand. I just had a bad experience. I was tasked with bringing the rolls, and I was in college at the time, and he homemade his own rolls because he said that college kid rolls wouldn't be any good. So just wasn't a fan. But, okay, I can see how you could.
Okay.
I'd have put hot butter on those and shoved them up his ass.
I got you.
All right.
Snooty about his rolls.
I wasn't snooty about me with my stuff. If you liked it, you didn't. Everybody knew that I cooked low fat, which really it doesn't affect it that much. If you put, stuffing with fat and without fat side by side, you're going to be able to tell the difference.
Mm, God, oh, it's so delicious.
But it's not that hard to make stuffing low fat.
Mm-mm. And I tell you one thing, especially like with, we'll use mashed potatoes as an example here.
Mm-hmm.
You put real butter in mashed potatoes, and then you have mashed potatoes without real butter. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I just shot in my pants.
Yeah. That's part of the reason I love Thanksgiving is I actually, because I eat healthy for the most part, but on Thanksgiving, it's bring out the butter train. Let it fly.
Then afterwards, yeah, all right. After the nap, I'm going to have to do the Boston Marathon. And I don't mean the Boston Marathon. I mean run to and from Boston. But that's why I don't feel as guilty on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I'll use Splenda when I can, the pumpkin pie. That's almost fat-free. I forget what I use for the crust.
Well, and when you get used to eating healthy, your tastes change. That's why when you don't have it very often, all of a sudden you have a regular pie or a regular butter mashed potato. It's hang on.
How did you do that? You just made me shot my pants twice. And I didn't even need no refractory. But there's some things that I just can't tolerate now. If I went back to regular Dr. Pepper, that would just obviously be too sweet.
Yeah.
Whole milk, that's just a little too chewy for me now.
Yeah, you feel like you're just drinking cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even pour it out of the jug. You're like, ooh, that's too much.
That's it's still liquid, but not. I can't see through it. And the other ones are casseroles?
Yep.
What, they got recipes?
No, they just, a lot of them are siding with you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, yes, Michael.
Hey, boss.
All right. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that worked out well.
What do they want?
They were saying that, like you, they despise green bean casserole.
It must be easy to fix and cheap.
Yes, on both. That's also.
Hey, what are you going to be bringing? I'll be bringing the green bean casserole.
Oh, so about 38 cents.
Yeah, cheap mother.
That, by the way,
I made it myself.
I did make it myself.
Is this something that you make?
Whatever gave you the idea?
Is this why you're taking this so personal?
I'm going to ask you again. What could have possibly given you that idea?
I'm sure yours is fine.
Oh, shut up. Don't placate me.
I don't placate.
Yes, you do. You're doing it right now.
There are people that like. There are a lot of things I don't like that people love. People love eggplant. Just saying the word makes me sick. Mm-hmm. Just thinking of an egg that's big and purple. It's like, what laid that?
Yeah, you don't want to see mama.
Yeah,
and actually, as far as Thanksgiving, that was one of the first things I would make because, yeah, it was easy. And that way I felt like I could contribute to the meal on some level.
People do love it, though. I was at Costco this morning, and they were selling 2.5-pound bags, big zip-up bags, full of the fried onions.
That's right. The stores are stocked with it. They have, like at Walmart, the center displays, where they keep, like, the big boxes of cereal. Now it's the fried onion palette, along with cans of green beans. I make mine with fresh green beans, by the way. And then the cans of mushroom soup.
So what are the ingredients? Green beans, mushroom soup, these fried onion bullshit things.
And that's pretty much it. That's your standard. What I did, though, because my mom, the way she would do it, it was green beans, the mushroom soup kind of mixed up, and then on top, she put the onions. That was not good enough for me. Me, it's more of the fried onion casserole with some green beans thrown in.
Is it supposed to have cheese in it or something?
You can put cheese, yeah. But the basic is the fried onions, the green beans, and the cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Everyone's got their varieties. Different people put their twist on it.
I'm the basics for Thanksgiving, especially if it's just me. Mm-hmm. It's the turkey. It's the dressing. It's the fat-free gravy that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry sauce that I make from real cranberries that nobody else eats.
Because everyone wants it out of the can.
Potatoes, pumpkin pie, that's it. You want anything extravagant, go to Coulter's, Denny's, or whoever's open. I think they're open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they cater a lot. We actually had a whole Thanksgiving where my grandmother said that we're not cooking a damn thing, and she bought it all from Boston Market. It was tasty. It was also obviously like the laziest Thanksgiving we've ever had, but still, it was tasty.
Alfie, what?
Now people are calling in with recipes.
I don't want recipes. It's not a recipe show. Call PBS, NPR. Paul Rodney Anderson.
Yes. He loves that stuff.
Rodney is...
He's got a whole... His next book is going to be Credit Recipe 911. I mean, Recipes 911.
Rodney will be following us on most of our RMS stations.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be on in about 40 minutes or so. Call him, 214-787-1190.
That's right.
And don't call about anything else. You'll ruin his Thanksgiving. What are you looking for?
Yeah. If you're working on Thanksgiving, your company and your company's feeding you, they'll probably be serving Boston Market. They catered dinner for...
Company's feeding.
They catered 300...
Do you think anybody up here gets fed that has to work on Thanksgiving?
No. I did, though, one year when I had to work on Thanksgiving when I was working at KVIL. That's when KVIL had the Cowboys. So then that was when food was brought in.
Who sent the food?
Oh, it was one of the trade-out deals that we paid for in the post-game show.
I can't wait to see where our Christmas party is this year.
Did you get the email invite for that?
I did not. Did they already send it out?
They did. They initially had it for 4 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Then they changed it. I don't know if it was specifically for us, but they changed it to 6 to 8 p.m. on a Thursday.
Where?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to find
anywhere
that out.
Close to the station?
I don't know. It was just sent with
Are we on vacation by then? Whatever date they pick? Because normally the Christmas party is before we, the show, break for the year.
Yeah. No, it's on. It's supposed to be December 11th.
No, we'll still be on.
Yeah.
One of the few shows holding this station and this company together. You're going to have it in the afternoon.
That's why I'm wondering. Maybe
all
that's why
I know. Back at CBS, they would have it on the weekends where everybody could go, and I had a bigger shot at some sales chicks. One year, I'm riding in the limo, I'm fingering two at the same time, sitting next to each other, and neither one of them knew it.
Okay,
that's a salad days.
That's pretty baller.
And had it at Country Club, someplace in Plano, or. I don't even know where it was. I just got out of the car and had to go wash my two middle fingers.
Okay, well, times have sort of changed since then. Companies have really pared down the Christmas parties.
Well, the reason it's always during the week and at an inopportune time is because all the stations will trade it out.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll give you radio advertising. Wouldn't you like a bunch of free advertising on 1190?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
To cater this? Well, what do you get? Well, we'll have the green bean casserole entree. That's the what?
Entree?
Now, I like the casserole with turkey in it.
You can go that route.
It's still green bean? You just throw turkey in it.
I don't know. I don't know what you've had.
You thinking like a turkey tetrazzini?
Yeah. Probably something like that. Isn't that sort of like the green bean casserole, only tasty?
Yeah, kind of. Sort of similar ingredients.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
But that has noodles in it.
Yes, it does.
Well, Thanksgiving is just chock full of carbs. I'm not going to be able to get around that.
No, no, no. Yeah,
but just... the turkey tetrazzini thing? I'll me a plate of that. Because I've been going out with going without carbs for a couple of months.
Get back on the train.
The carb train?
Get back on it.
Well, Thursday I will.
Yeah, but then stay on it.
Why?
I mean, don't stay on the Thanksgiving level carb train, but just put some carbs back in your diet.
But I haven't gone through the big weight loss thing like you're supposed to.
Well, and how long? And that's why I'm saying.
Do you think my body, for some reason, just doesn't react to the high protein, fat, low carb?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, if you're not getting any the results that you want out of it, then yeah, switch it up to something different. Sometimes you got to play with different meal plan, diet, whatever the hell you want to call it, until you find something that works for you.
That was really hard going to the fat, low carb thing because I've always eaten low fat. So it's hard to convince myself, hey, it's okay to have maybe some avocado.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have salmon, even though it's got a lot of fat in it.
It's also good fat.
It's okay to have steak.
Mm-hmm. On occasion.
On occasion?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm eating too much.
How much are you having?
Cow.
Oh, how often?
Week.
No.
I don't know. I vary it up. I still look for lean cuts of everything, along with tilapia. And then I got to throw in broccoli.
Yeah.
Just to feel like I'm eating something more than just meat.
And that's the way it should be.
So how come I can see the big weight loss like Alfie did?
I have no idea.
I'm not lying about anything.
No, I know.
I'm following
not.
The diet. Trust me. I'd blow something big and bulbous right now for a baked potato. And I'd swallow. Hey, man, let me donkey punch you and I'll get you some onion rings. You got it, boss.
Go back to having some carbs in the morning. You'll feel better.
I feel fine.
Yeah, but
I don't feel drained in the morning.
Well, you're not getting the results you want, though.
I know, but that the biggest thing with the high protein, fat, low carb diet is you're supposed to feel drained. I feel fine. I do that thing of B12 in the morning. I take the Allegra D with the pseudoamphetamine thingy. Then
oh, Jesus.
Adderall and a couple Monster drinks.
Oh, my God.
Ready to go.
Yeah, my coffee enema.
You need to stop all of this.
My blood pressure's fine.
Dude, eat a bagel. Have some oatmeal.
The lion's a Sudafed?
No kidding. Oh, my God.
You chop it up? Nope.
Yeah, really.
Store them up like Red Hots.
Just sprinkle it into your oatmeal if you have to.
What, my Allegra D?
Sure.
I always feel better with the Allegra D.
Then
it's got to be the 24-hour, though.
Well, then stay on it.
But I haven't been to the gym as much. But the diet said, hey, you don't really have to throw in that much exercise.
Okay, whatever.
That's what, isn't that right, Alfie?
He's right. You don't have to,
You don't have to, but...
It helps out a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just go old-fashioned. Go old-fashioned.
I'll just go back to the way that I used to eat. Normal carbs, everything's low-fat.
And if that worked for you, then yes, go back to it. But if
maybe
worst
I need to start
scenario,
having the married chicks come over more often so I get more cardio.
And yes, actually,
because I don't
cardio.
Screw the same one every weekend.
Yeah.
It's always exciting for them and me because we haven't seen each other in a couple of weeks.
Well, good.
So.
Yeah, you change it up. It's good.
It's always thunderous in the bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
With the thunder.
Yeah. He did that all out of order.
It's all right. When the thunder rolls.
That's Garth Brooks.
They don't care.
I know. Also on Thanksgiving, actually 16% of people are planning on serving something gluten-free.
I don't even know what gluten is.
Gluten is a wheat protein.
Okay. How do you bake anything without gluten? And isn't that the beginning of a Def Leppard song?
See, right there? It's all made worth it.
I'm pretty sure it is. Gluten, something.
Globin?
Yeah, Globin.
Gluten goblins?
I don't know what it is. I didn't write the damn song.
Yeah, it's Rock of Ages.
Loaded. I'm sorry, what else was on your list?
The average turkey. In 1930, how much do you think the average turkey weighed?
3 pounds.
13.2.
I was kidding. That would have been like a Cornish hen.
Yeah, really.
It was how much?
In 1930s, it was a 13.2-pound turkey, average size.
Okay. I'm going to guess they're bigger now. Is it because of technology and better breeding? Or you just buy bigger turkeys because there are more people?
And that too. The average turkey.
Now.
Is 29.8 pounds.
Normally, I'm about 20 pounds. Let it thaw, cut it in half, put it on the grill, and cook it with indirect heat so I don't have to watch it.
There you go.
So it's just going to be me and the dogs. I don't really care.
You know, then
you never screw it up. You could almost leave it on there for a week, and somehow it never overcooks, and you don't have to baste it.
Yeah, because you're just, like you said, it's slow. Well, at what temperature are you cooking?
I don't know. Flame's about that tall.
It doesn't matter as long as it works.
I don't have a thermometer. I just turn it on and use indirect heat, keep throwing wood on the side with flames.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's fine. That's a great method of cooking the turkey. It's funny you mention that, though. Earlier today, Alfie was telling me that he needed the best way to make a Thanksgiving turkey, and he was confused.
Did he seriously?
He really was. Totally confused.
Alfie, are you cooking for your family?
No, I got it down. No, I'm fine.
You were asking me earlier, Dan, how many different ways can I make a turkey and make sure it's proper and juicy?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm fine, man. I don't need any.
Okay, obviously, this is a bit you guys wrote, and I'm not in on it.
Well, no, I'm just saying there are many ways to cook a turkey. Wouldn't it be nice if Alfie had people to tell him what way is the best?
Oh, I see. Yeah, because you got the indirect heat. You got the baking turkey in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
You got just baking a turkey with stuffing inside.
Right. Do you brine?
You got the frying a turkey,
mm-hmm.
which is extremely safe if you do it in the house near a lot of clothes and flammable things. And always make sure that you fill it up all the way to the top before you drop the turkey in.
That's right. I don't care what the pamphlet says.
Yeah, I think people... Yeah. I bet somebody will call in and help you with that.
No, please.
It's good knowledge to have, Alfie.
Sorry, your mic's off. I can't hear you anymore. Gotta go, Jehovah's Witness here.
214-787-1971. See, it's nice to help people.
What? Hey, I already told you. I don't want your Watchtower magazine or whatever it's called. What's line two?
He's calling about the Christmas party we're having.
Yes, Philip.
Hey, Russ. You got to understand. You got to know why that you didn't get an email to go to the Christmas party. They're doing it during your segment. You got to know why. It's because they know you're going to show up and with two middle fingers in the air, smelling like skank snatch.
I haven't fingered any sales chicks since I've been here at Clear Channel.
But what happens at the water cooler? You know that they're saying. You know he's just going to show up there. He's going to be smelling like nasty-ass cooter.
How dare you accuse me of fingering nasty-ass cooters.
And all he's going to do is complain about the food because it's not low fat.
You're dead on that one.
Yeah, that's what he did last year.
I didn't go last year.
Yeah, but then you asked me what did they serve, and I said it was chicken wings and was it fried pickles?
Fried pickles.
It's a fried pickle.
Well, who the looks at a pickle and went, I can't eat that unless it's fried.
A southerner. Fried pickles are actually good.
I'm sure they are. Don't you have to dip them in something?
Well, you usually dip them in
like
ranch.
Fried ranch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a twice fried ranch.
And what they don't realize, it's, first of all, Clear Channel is making money in this market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money. Yeah, I didn't really notice in the ratings. Let me look. Find me the 2554, since that's the one that they claim that they sell.
Men or persons? Here it is. Persons 2554. That's mornings.
I don't want mornings. Afternoons looks better because of us. And I don't have time. Almost all of the Clear Channel stations in Dallas-Fort Worth are in the top 10 in all the demos. They're making money.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for a real Christmas party.
But I think they take it as a challenge when someone higher up says, find a way to do it without paying.
Everybody likes to trade. All right, man, 2554 afternoons.
Okay.
3 to 7. Okay, we're number one. Number three is KZPS.
Okay. Jeff K.
Number five is KISS.
Billy.
Number six is The Edge.
Jesse.
That's it. How many?
That's four.
That's four out of what, six?
Well, five. Five plus 1190.
Yeah, I forgot. 1190 was a station that somehow made it through birth. I don't know. They was giving birth to 1190, tried to push his head back in.
And they realized it was going to live, so we just stuck its head in a burlap bag.
Even tried having the whole birth process at the top of the stairs.
Think it's going to turn into a slinky?
You know, we got enough time. I could probably call Cowboys. I know the one in Arlington closed, but they're moving. Okay. And they still have Cowboys Red River. I bet I could set up a party. I'll give them money. And at least have a party that's convenient. It's on a Saturday. Everybody will enjoy. I'll even tolerate the country music.
Wow.
Damn.
It's about time somebody gave back to the people that work up here. Praise God.
Amen to that.
Amen.
People up here work their asses off. Anna DeHaro is doing traffic, I think, mornings on KISS, and also programming 1190 and doing stuff for almost every station up here.
Public service stuff, continuously.
Do you think she gets anything? We'll have a select few that we invite.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Davis, Anna DeHaro, Billy the Kid, everybody on this show. We'll make Kenzie guess what day it is.
And this is only just to really say thank you to those people. It would have absolutely nothing to do with holding it against management whatsoever.
Nope. The only thing that I would do, and it would be by absolute sheer of coincidence, is I would have it exactly the same time the company has their Christmas party.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:36. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. A whole lot going on. Most of it's in Fort Worth. We'll start off there. Southbound 35W just after 121. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Alliance Boulevard. This one is also causing a backup right onto 121. In that backup, though, on 35, right at Northside Drive, got another accident blocking the left lane. All in all, it's an hour delay through it. In Fort Worth, eastbound I-30.
Just before. Just before Windhaven Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster.
You blew a spider monkey?
No, man. He blew me.
Oh.
Dang. Yeah, then I had to go rinse.
Well, I had to go rinse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You on, Alfie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. Into Richardson, northbound 75 just before Beltline. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30, just after Riverfront, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Your backup is back from Ferguson. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by, did you say Dick's Club? Brought to you by Dick's Sporting Goods. Clear skies, 43 tonight. Tomorrow, clear skies, which means it'll be sunny, and we'll hit a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 57 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, okay. Sorry, I was having to dig with the video stream for a second.
No, that's fine.
What do you want to do now? Because I don't want to talk about bean casseroles anymore. They make me sick.
Well, apparently it's a lightning rod.
Wonder how many people do non-traditional Thanksgiving dinners, like
enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
Chili.
I made chili this weekend.
I like input, because on Thanksgiving, is it okay to put beans in there or not?
Mm.
I just don't know. I already took their Watchtower magazine or whatever it's called. Why do they keep coming back?
They're just, the Jehovah's Witnesses are persistent this time of year.
Hello? Have you heard about Jesus? Yeah, for many years now. You don't think there's some type of special dispensation on putting beans in your chili on Thanksgiving? What if I'm thankful for beans?
Well, that's great. Then you can have your beans on the side where they're supposed to be.
But I'm going to eat them. I'm going to taste them with the chili.
And that's fine. If you feel like pussifying your chili by putting beans in it, then fine.
Why would you call beans pussified?
I don't know. I'm just trying to rile people up. Even though I am an ardent supporter of chili, that is chili, not chili with beans.
I don't understand how the beans doesn't make it, or how it just, if you add that, all of a sudden it's no longer chili, it's stew.
It is, it's stew.
What if I make stew and I don't put beans in it? What is that called?
Depends on what's in it.
Meat, vegetables, tomato paste, tomato sauce, seasonings, cumin.
Sounds like a chili stew.
I thought it was only stew if I threw in beans.
No.
Hmm. Wish we could get to the bottom of this.
Oh, there's only a way. If there was just one person that could...
Take the calls.
And provide us with the answer.
Still never got the answers on the other stuff. Chevy, Ford, Dodge.
Oh, by the way, this one is real. Chloe wants to get a laptop, but he cannot decide between just like, or he's trying to decide between getting an Apple Pro or just a new PC.
Yeah.
Why?
I just need a new laptop. Thinking about springing for a new Apple laptop.
Dude, you don't have Apple because the stuff's on the left side.
There's a program you can get to make your Apple thing look like Windows.
I know. All I know, I bought a, I don't know how many years ago, a $2,500 Mac Pro desktop, or whatever you call it.
Okay.
The tower.
Yes.
I got tired of dicking with the stuff being on the wrong side. I actually tried turning the monitor upside down just to see if I could get used to it.
Put you a got, mirror you, on the side.
You got a problem.
And that's I think that's the industry standard as far as editing video is Mac products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to get used to it. And it's now it's sitting in a closet. I haven't updated. I have no idea what operating system it's still on because Mac, you know, updates theirs every couple of years, whatever.
Yeah.
What is it now, Alfie? Spotted dick on leopards?
I think it's called Yosemite now.
Okay. I think the last update I had was, I want to say leopard. Was that one of them?
That was one after it was snow leopard, then lion, then mountain lion, then Mavericks, and then now Yosemite.
Yeah, I don't think, no, I didn't get the Yosemite, no. I don't have the Sam version.
So is he going to have to wait until the year of the leopard comes back around?
You can't update it. I mean, you can only update it to a certain point, and then for whatever reason, the machine won't let you install the new update. Isn't that right, Alfie?
Yeah, I think snow leopard is the highest you can go.
Without buying a new machine.
Exactly.
Damn.
Oh. I'm sure the machine's still fine to edit video. It's still some type of quad-core, dual-carb, Hedman header thing.
Craigers.
Yeah. What kind of sound card's in it, Krayco? But I've been thinking about buying a new PC as well.
Mm.
So why are you looking for something with more power, Chloe?
Just so there's no lag on my DJ program.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Because you know you can just get a couple of iPods.
Yeah, but I want something to run because I have just the system that it runs just lags every once in a while, especially with video.
Why do you have to run video?
Because sometimes I play videos at bars.
Yeah, when you go to some bars, when the music is on, the music that he's playing, there are music videos that will come on the TVs in the bar.
You know that's illegal.
What is?
Unless you've got the rights to play that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So what if BMI ASCAP walks in?
Well, the bars have to have a BMI ASCAP license.
And do they?
Yes, of course.
You always check.
Oh, yes, because you can get sued as well as the bar.
Okay. Shot that bit down.
Chloe didn't want to take any chances.
It's like, you know.
My guess would be to go with a Mac. Alfie's laptop is Mac, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you know, anything Alfie buys is for snoots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get to be a snoot.
Oh, you have an HP laptop. How quaint.
Mm. Ooh, platinum edition.
You have Windows 7 Professional. Is that what the peasants buy now?
Such a computer snob.
Well, which laptop do you have, Alfie?
I have a MacBook Pro.
Yeah. Really light one?
Yes, it is.
Expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you getting all this money?
I'm saving it up from here.
Where are you getting all this money?
I'm selling things of steel.
That sounds more accurate.
That's... brings this all to a conclusion. Why does he steal so much and we never really see anything that he steals? Because he sells it.
And he gets mad if you think someone else is stealing our stuff? Oh, oh man.
Do you know how many flights of floors I had to climb up to steal that mixer? And then you take it off my desk?
I'll get you. No, one day he was running best of. He calls me like 45 seconds before he has new traffic. Hey, I know someone's stealing our paper towels. They're not in here. I know who it is. And he goes, and I go tell him, I said, dude, I hit him behind the thing over here. Oh, okay. Got your traffic. Bye.
He's ready. He's ready to just like basically start the Spanish Inquisition to find out who's ganking our paper towels.
Hey, can you come up and help me find a place to bury Torres's body? Because I thought he was taking the paper towels. Since you know what he used to do in his studio.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, man, that's going to rub your head raw. So, yeah, I'm sure Alfie already told you, you probably need a Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alfie, have Macs gotten more mimicky of PCs?
I'd almost say it's the other way around. With Windows 8, Windows just kind of tried to mimic either an iPad or an Android operating system, something like that.
Isn't there a Windows 10 coming out?
Yes, there is.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, they totally bailed on 9.
I just got that. Or is it 8 that I got? Oh, damn it.
I don't know. I don't update. I got a laptop still running on XP. I just don't hook it up to the internet. It's like driving an old 77 Montego. It's like, runs fine. Wasn't that a car?
I think so.
Yeah. Or a Monte Carlo, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, runs fine. But, man, it's starting to make noise, and the belts are slipping, and the fans are really loud.
It's like, what is going on in there?
You're on the highway, and everyone's wondering where all that smoke's coming from.
Dude, I don't think your laptop is going to pass the emissions test. It's the only laptop that I've got where I can produce 3D graphics and animation.
Okay.
Because the software I've got will not work on newer laptops. It's 8-bit, whatever. But I can create broadcast quality graphics with a software that's like 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Like all the graphics that we use on the video stream.
Right.
I created those with this old HP laptop with that old software on it. Even the new graphic of the helicopter flying in front of Dallas.
Oh, the Black Thunder?
Yeah.
Flying through the clouds. Good job. That's awesome.
Every time I run that one, Alfie's doing traffic. That's why he starts giggling.
God.
Let me see if I can bring it up. Give me a second. Okay. Undo that. And then see it?
Yep.
Oh, you can tell it's fake.
Well, sure.
But it ain't bad.
No.
Then you fill the map up really quick. Then you go back to the helicopter.
It cycles back around.
I know they can figure it out because, hey, ain't that the same part of Dallas he just flew through? But I created all that with that cheap software.
Wow.
Yeah, get a Mac.
All right.
If Alfie can afford one, you can. Or just get Alfie to steal you one because that's probably where he got his.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Was that a fart? Somebody dropped something? The chick next door fall over?
Jesus.
That's only fun to us because we know who's next door.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:55. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off from Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Northeast 28th Street. Still got that accident there. It's still backed up back from Alliance Boulevard. Now about a 40-minute delay through it. Into Arlington, westbound I-30, just before 360, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before MacArthur, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to 360 into Richardson. Now northbound 75 just before Beltline, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to Northwest Highway. And finally in Plano, southbound 75 just before the bush, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Creek Parkway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Their phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shell V-Power. Tonight, clear skies, 43 for a low, sunny and 65 tomorrow. Right now, 57 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. Where do we stand? Get ready for a big weekend. Doesn't mean we're not going to be here tomorrow. We're not. so I'd like to go out. We haven't had been a bad show, but we haven't really had any explosions. Nobody fell down, showed a clothing, get shocked.
Don't look so sad.
It's kind of depressing.
No, don't be depressed. I mean, we did make mention of a baby slinky.
Well, you said that.
Well, inspired by you.
We were talking about 1190. It was born. Oh, boy, we're having a... Oh, no. We're having an AM baby with a bad frequency. We got two choices. We either do the birth at the top of the stairs and hope it doesn't make it all the way down, or we just, this will probably be the only time in history anybody has taken a radio station and dropped it off at the fire station.
I'd love to see the firefighters face in the
morning. Da, 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 da.
What?
No questions. That's a rule.
Sorry.
Just take this radio station in this basket and give it a good home somewhere where people can't hear it.
Well, they've been trying. I have this for you. A veteran mailman distributed methamphetamine while driving along his Texas route in a U.S. Postal Service vehicle. That's according to investigators. Edward Flores, 39, is facing a felony narcotics charge following a 10-month investigation by state investigators and the DEA. According to police, Flores has worked for the Postal Service for more than 20 years. His wife is the postmaster in Lorena, a city just outside of Waco. Investigators watched as Flores, wearing his mailman's uniform, delivered meth.
I'm just going green. I've combined all my routes, my mail delivery, along with my meth deliveries.
Meth?
Menthol.
Menthol? I think methamphetamines would look like.
Okay, what it looks like is menthol. That's what I was delivering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you think I was up to something. I'm still doing my job as a mailman. Sometimes people order menthol.
I don't think that's the post service's job is to deliver meth.
Oh.
I think that falls outside of your duties.
Menthol.
No.
Menthamphetamine.
How long has he been doing this?
They don't know how long he's been doing it, but their investigation lasted for 10 months. During a raid last week at his home, police seized methamphetamine worth $17,000.
He obviously wasn't just dropping it off at every house.
No, I mean, this is, it's just, yeah, it's not like...
A sampler?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, here's his new magazine, and inside... There's a scratch and sniff for codeine and morphine and weed.
Well, that would probably be a popular sampler.
It's a good sample in People magazine for OxyContin. The pink cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And cannonballs.
Cannonballs?
Hey, you're the one subscribing to these magazines. I just deliver them.
These aren't the same ones I normally get. I mean, I'm used to my Sports Illustrated.
Well, I know what you get, but I got a few of these other magazines I thought you might be interested in.
All right,
like how to throw the perfect bukkake party. 153 uses for sperm.
Sounds like a Cosmo article.
And how to get it in her left eye every time.
sperm in her pocket.
It's Adler's favorite. What other magazines you got?
Oh, I got one of the recommended movies. I got this one about, it's a documentary on cat on Netflix. If you're big into looking at cat and on Netflix, they stream it in super 1080 HD.
Oh, God.
So if you like looking at cat, that's where I go. Netflix.
That is frightening. I would think that would fall outside the normal $8 a month subscription.
No, I think it comes with it.
Wow.
On Hulu, they got a special on cans of mace that you can spray in outer space. I know it all has to rhyme. Sounds like Dr. Seuss stuff. Oh, by the way, I got your last month's copy of Beaver Hunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I tore out all the pictures of
these. What? Why would you do that? That's the whole point of the magazine.
Well, I know. Sorry, I looked at it and I just felt like I need to cut out all the pictures of these. Sharpie, I can draw them back in.
Get out of here, you crazy mailman.
Some of the women models, I cut out their left.
Why?
I don't know.
Why the left one?
See, the reason I tore out all the pictures of their
because
I'm a real beaver hunter. Nah.
Yeah, that did it.
You're not supposed to tear them out. Put them up on the wall.
Have them stuffed.
Hang them over the fireplace.
That's their pelvic region shoved out the wall. But I caught. I caught me a three lipper.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoin.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
The Metroplex.